let's start a fight.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the run.
It's amazing. We're bouncing off the walls.
Huge
it's like winning.
Relief.
It's like winning a World Series.
The bastards. We got the bastards.
Here while those pricks were sleeping. So how the hell could they sleep
that
anyway?
That was the sweetest part of all. Yeah. They were sleeping at a rest stop on Route 70. Mm-hmm. How fantastic is that?
And you know what's great about it? It really does look to me like what did it was just old fashioned, phenomenal police work,
mm-hmm.
And they are all to be commended. I mean, they did such an amazing job. You know, when you trace everything that happened, it's just fantastic.
I know that it seems like just days ago, as a matter of fact, it was just days ago, that we were screaming, me in particular, gee, how come you can't get this done? I know it's a hard job to do, but how right. come you're not catching him?
You well, were never, you know, and I will tell you, I'd be the first, you know, I'd be the first one to jump on you. I will tell you that I don't think what you were doing was expressing anything but frustration.
Right.
And I was thinking about it when I heard one of the commentators talking about people that were slamming the police. I don't think you and I at any point really did that. You wanted to because you get that frustration was so overwhelming.
You knew
but I think they did.
You know they're busting their ass.
Yeah, they were busting their ass. And you know, I just love hearing the way they traced the guy and they got him.
And now that we've caught him, now we can say something that I hadn't wanted to say before. And that is how often these serial killers go uncaught. If you think about
right.
the Zodiac killer, the guy out in the Bay Area, and you know the Son of Sam, of course they got, but there are some guys, and that the goddamn Unabomber, it was like 17, 18 years the guy had been doing this crap.
Yeah.
There was everything was coming to me, and I didn't want to say, what if we never catch this guy?
And I think we were probably all thinking that there was a very, very good chance that they were going to come into town, they were going to do this, and they were just going to vanish. And, you know, it was a week ago. Well, it was, 2 days ago we were talking about the all-time low?
And I really want to find the person who spotted the car and called 911, because right there, that's your American hero.
Absolutely. And there are two of them.
As great as the cops were and continue to be,
right.
whoever that was that pulled into that rest area at 1 o'clock in the morning and said, hey, I just saw this on TV or heard this on the radio.
Apparently a guy that was there, a regular citizen that was just, and a guy that was the attendant for the rest area that
You're
was
done.
On the great
ready?
Adventure.
I just wanted to tell you, I don't have the guy's name, but I can tell you it was a man driving a white truck who called
right.
police,
who
tipped them off.
And then the attendant, right. I heard him interview today, right. and, just...
It's fantastic
great,
news.
That's great, great
oh,
citizen.
Man.
Yeah. Really is fantastic news, and, I guess...
Everybody's waiting for the confirmation now.
But we know it.
Sure sounds like it.
When you see the thing on the bottom of the TV saying, President Bush has been told that these are the guys.
I would venture to say that the grocery stores are going to be a little nuts today.
I think so. And
I think everybody's going to be coming out of their hibernation. I think I'm just like anybody else. I think we modified our schedules a little bit.
No longer running on empty.
No longer walking in zigzags.
Absolutely. Now, we are going to wait for the Moose Man to come on TV. The Mooser, the Moose Man of
Moose-genia.
He was supposed to be on at 3, and of course that's fluid.
That's been pushed back now to at least 6 p.m.
6 p.m.? Like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was going to be 3 o'clock, and what they're doing is, I guess, they're waiting for the final ballistic test to be done.
This is a killer. This is like when your favorite football team is winning 30-0 going into the fourth quarter, and you know that the game is won. But there's that outside chance
right.
that, you know, one fumble, one interception.
Yeah, and you know, and we just want, I think everybody that's been watching Chief
we want
Moose,
closure on this.
We want Chief Moose to come out and say, you know what I want? I want to see
Let him take a friggin' bow.
I want to see him smile. I really do.
I think you will.
I hope to God we see him smile today.
Chief Moose, if you're listening right now, I urge you tonight at the press conference, take your shirt off.
And wave it over your head.
Just take your shirt off. Take your undershirt off. Just you tell everybody, kiss your ass.
You know, I'm a...
Hey, kiss my black ass. Look at me. I'm the man. I urge you to take all the advice we've given to Jim Nance.
Speaking of asses, this is why I'm a silly ass. Do you know what I've been doing today? I'm going because there are cops all over this town. There are more cops on the streets of Washington.
Oh, Nelly, it's not safe to speed anymore.
Yeah, you can't speed anymore.
I don't know it from firsthand experience, but I do know that today on the way in, I clocked... 4 different people pulled over on the side of the road.
Things are getting back to normal.
Yeah.
I went by a speed trap, and I slowed down, and as I went by the speed trap, it was spontaneous. I rolled down my window, and I stuck out my thumb, and I just gave him a thumbs up as I went by. Yeah. I did the same thing to 2 Arlington County. Now, the state trooper on 66 that I went by, kind of, you know, it was too fast to really see if there was a reaction.
He might have thought you were giving the finger.
But the Arlington County cops were doing that thing where they pull their cruisers side by side to have a conversation. And I did the same thing. I gave them a thumbs up, and they kind of gave me the little salute, which would indicate I'm not the only person that's done that.
I'm sure.
Today. And you know what? What the hell?
He's happy.
Tip your hat to a cop today. Cool. I mean, my goodness. I mean, it's a great day.
And the FBI and the CIA. And the ATF.
Absolutely.
And for God's sakes, hang this rat bastard by his nuts. do it in the middle of town square. Let us stone him. Let us get.
Why don't you just let the family members, the male family members, and maybe the women can come in later. You know, but the strongest male family members, and just give this guy to them in a room, and let him take out the baggies with pieces.
And you know what? Put it on pay per view, and give all the money to the families of the people who were killed. Put it on pay per view. Charge $39.95. It's a steel cage match,
and prosecute them in the great Commonwealth of Virginia.
Amen.
Because I'm sorry.
Because you're going to fry him in Virginia.
Right. You're going to fry him.
I don't
care if he's under 18. You're going to fry him.
If you do it in Maryland, they're going to end up going to a prison, which might as well be a country club.
Yeah, they better. I think they've got. There is more where they're talking about the security they have for these guys.
And I'm sure that they'll put them in a prison that's not one of those white collar prisons, but. Just a regular prison, even a prison with the threat of toss my salad and inmate violence is too good for them. For them, that is the Hyatt Regency. We got to kill these bastards. We got to kill them.
Publicly.
On television.
I've changed. I think everybody in the city of Washington.
Ship them to Texas.
No matter where they were on the death penalty before this has changed their mind.
Ship them to Texas. They do it all the time in Texas. Hell, you go in 65 and a 45, they go to Texas.
Yeah. Virginia's fine. We got the laws in Virginia. It's so funny because they said they were talking about the kid that might be anywhere from 17 to 20 years old. Now they're saying he's 17.
Right. TFB.
And they're saying that Virginia. That someone who's under the age of 18 when they commit the crime cannot be given the death penalty in the district or in Maryland, but in Virginia.
Welcome.
Okay.
Virginia is for lovers. Come on. Come on over. Come on over to this side, you rat bastard.
He's old enough to know what he was doing.
Oh, sweet.
I'm just glad you can walk into almost any gun shop in America and buy a Bushmaster 223, which is a civilian version of the M16, because they're great for hunting squirrels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? And I agree with that, too. And you know what? I mean, I don't think it's a time to get on any kind of pulpit, but you're absolutely right, Buzz. I mean, this was a gun that was available at any gun show, and you could...
Don, baby, how's it going?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and of course, they'll say, it's the person, it's not the gun.
I have a million apologies to make, but I'm going to make them to myself, because the people that I had seriously considered could be capable of doing such a heinous crime, I never actually confronted them, and I didn't consider them serious enough to have called the FBI. But very seriously, I swear to Christ, there are two people I know who I thought would be capable of doing something like that.
Jesus Christ.
Two people who are squirrely enough who have guns like that.
I am waiting with unbelievable people you know?
Yes. Yeah. Hmm. Really?
Do I know them?
Tertiary, you know them. One of them, you know.
Write it down.
Okay, and this I'm serious about. it's not a joke.
All right,
I guess it's good you didn't call. But...
You see that?
Oh, really?
He was one. I agonized because he has all that stuff.
Right.
He's got. You know, I remember being in a person's presence in a home. And saying, you know, the guy's an avid hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do you need assault weapons?
And I would venture to say, if you were to mention the name, that, I guess John Muhammad would not be the only person in a courtroom.
You know? Very true. And also, I'm afraid if I mentioned the name, that I might be victim number 14.
You don't want that.
That I don't really trust him. And the other person, well, I don't mind telling you his name. Whenever there's a crime, Scott.
So you're apologizing to him.
Yes, let me apologize to Super Sham.
Wow.
That he was the one that I always thought did it. So it's a great day. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, my friend.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a new idea for your, you can add moose to your Shaq and Dennis. Have you heard the way this guy talks? This and that.
May I just stop you right there and say, sir, leave the driving to us.
Absolutely.
Oh, I know.
And one thing you should know, that if you happen to hear an impression of Chief Moose on this radio program, that impression, and I know this personally, is done out of love and respect.
But we are a million miles ahead of you.
Absolutely.
Can I tell you that, Junior Producer?
and I do like the Shaq and Dennis. Hold on. You guys were talking about that the other day.
Where are you calling from?
Sacktown, baby.
Of course.
Sacramento.
It's another a-hole.
Of course. Sacramento.
Well, Mike, I'm a Red Sox fan.
You're still an a-hole.
Even though. With me, that's two strikes. One more strike and you're out of
here. That's right. You know, at least you came up a little bit in my book. But, Don, you know, you're out of there.
That's it. You're out of here. No, Mike does a killer moose. Killer moose. We've done it.
What we decided is we were kind of going to wait till
everything,
you know, so there was closure.
It's going to be just a sample. Chief Moose.
Yes, sir.
How are you feeling now, as you wait for your press conference?
Sir, I do not want to divulge that information right now.
What did you have for lunch today? Can you tell us what you had for lunch today?
Sir, I can tell you I had a tuna fish sandwich. That would not be appropriate for me to share with you right now exactly what the bread is that I'm using on my sandwich.
I heard sources tell me...
I'm not at liberty to divulge what sources are saying.
It was, sir... Whole wheat.
Sir... As I've said before, that is not the thing that I want to reveal right now at this time, sir. I don't want to say that to you.
Decaf or caffeinated?
Sir, yes, I'm afraid that that would damage the investigation if I was to share with you what kind of coffee I have been drinking.
Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
Sir, Pepsi. Thank you. And
7-Up or Sprite?
That's all the time I have for questions now. We, sir, will be giving another briefing coming up so we can discuss the caffeinated beverages that I enjoy. And I understand, sir, you like vanilla Diet Coke.
Have you ever been goofed on for your name?
As a matter of fact, sir, I have been referred to as Bullwinkle.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Charlie Moose.
Charles Moose.
Charlie Moose.
American hero.
And what are you waiting for? We're ready. We're just waiting for
it. And I mean it. And I mean that. And for anybody out there, for all you people out there, that you better know that's done out of love. Because this guy, you know, when you talk about the...
But he has become a national person.
A national figure.
Yeah. And there is no doubt that he's got the Dems and Dares, but he's also got that cadence.
Which
that
you get from, like, a lot of police spokesmen.
That, yes. Everything is,
sir, that is the way that I want to explain it to you. There is no real way that I can comment on that right now.
And you know what? We've been dying to do it. Yeah, and, you know, it's the first day where I feel somewhat comfortable doing that. And I, you know what? Are we all waiting for that guy or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on, Moose.
Sir, that is the guy. We got him.
Now, Moose Man, are you going to do this during our show today? Can you promise me you'll do it before 7 o'clock?
Sir, this is a fluid situation. There is no need for you to press me on that.
But
if I have information that I feel is important for you to know as you drink your Diet Vanilla Coke...
Chief Moose.
I will... I'm sorry, sir. I cannot comment right now.
Chief Moose.
Goodbye.
Chief Moose.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day.
You have antlers on your car.
I do not. That is a moose joke. I will not entertain any moose jokes at this time.
Are you going to Wally World?
I will not. That is another moose joke that I will not accept.
Park is closed. Moose out front should have told you.
It's not. I will not divulge that at this time. Moose jokes are prohibited. No more moose jokes. And no more squirrel jokes either.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Moose and squirrel.
Moose and squirrel. Gotcha.
Boris and Natasha.
Chief Moose. We're ready for it. I mean, we're ready. We've been ready.
Oh, so ready.
Oh, what a great day this is.
You know, for all those people that were, I guess, saying, you know, should you bring the feds in to run the investigation, I think whoever was running, and, you know, Chief Moose and everybody around him, running that investigation kicked a little ass.
Well, Mike, I think it's time to pull back the curtain.
Yes. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I you know, I didn't know you wanted to. I thought,
I don't think,
well, you know what, you're relieved now. Why don't you let everybody know?
I've been running the investigation. All along. I've been running it all along. God. All along, I knew it was a caprice. I said the boxcar thing. I said the van thing.
You were the ones that sent them out to Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah,
you said, look in the stump.
Yeah, and then I said, go to that place down in Alabama.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I said, for God's sakes, check the rest stops. That's the last thing I said before I went to sleep last night.
And don't forget what you said right before you went to sleep was, let me see, Virginia, Maryland here, Western Maryland.
Western Maryland. Check the rest stops. Good night. Call me if anything happens.
Call me if his condition worsens.
And then when they called, I said, of course, pleases me greatly. You've got him? That pleases me greatly.
Disc jockey, World's dumbest millionaire. Chief investigator.
Got him. They got him. Fantastic job.
And you know, even the way...
What relief.
I really want to...
Sweet relief.
I want to read and get details about how the bust went down, because you know... Whoever handled that, whatever the trooper was that actually, you know, showed up when they called in this car, they had to handle that with a great deal of skill, not to...
And what I love...
Wake these guys up.
You know, no wonder, let me preface this by saying, no wonder no one could find them. They're transit, they're living in their car. But how great is it that they're, you know, they're just... They're sleeping. They're sleeping in the goddamn car with McDonald's wrappers around them. You know, these two pieces of human... feces, sleeping, awakened by 1,000 cops around him, guns drawn.
You know, those cops probably, you know, I admire the self-control of the officers that, you know, don't want to wake him up with like a bullet through the temple.
Right, well, I told you a couple of days ago, my dream was that we would get a Sipowicz that would say, I'm sorry, you know, he pulled on me first.
Yeah.
I had to, but, you know, if he's sleeping, there's something sweet about that. There's something sweet about the fact that the guy was just having a nice serial murderer snore.
Yeah, he couldn't sleep. What a human being.
And the cops busted out the windows with the butts of their rifles, and the reports from witnesses say there was a tremendous amount of screaming, just a blood-curdling scream from that scene.
Like,
so
from the cops, probably.
We don't know who was screaming.
I think
we just heard screaming.
Didn't they set off a concussion? So they set off a concussion grenade to start, and then they went through the windows. Yeah. And I think maybe they got them out through the windows.
It is fantastic. Yeah. It's a great day. Hi, Dynamite Show.
Hey, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hey, do you think that the motorists should get the $500,000 reward?
You know what?
Yes, I do.
Absolutely do.
Yes, I do. And I think we should.
I think they should split it between the guy that called and the attendant out there.
We should put he or she on a pedestal and, you know... Call him out.
I mean, that's the guy that gets the reward as far as
that's
I'm
right.
Concerned.
Yeah. Somebody who was thinking, saw the description, which wasn't on TV until midnight last night, of the car and the license model, and 1 hour later stumbled upon it. And
I remember last night watching the news conference where they
had the common sense to call the cops.
When I saw the license plate, I said to myself, you know, I think I was like everybody else, like, okay, maybe that's it, maybe it's not. You know, I mean, you saw that thing and said, well, hopefully, this is the guy. But then, you know, when they got him, that's when everything started to, you know, the domino effect.
Yeah, and all the reports now are that he's got, they found the gun in the car. They
gun,
found
the tripod.
They found the tripod.
A tripod. I mean, the level of depravity, the evil.
A hole in the trunk,
right,
where I guess, you know, one of them would hide in the trunk and shoot and then take off. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah.
They actually had a hole where they could pull up and back.
Right. Crawl down inside the hole, shoot people, and then drive away.
Jesus Christ Almighty.
Yeah, really, there's no version of hell that is too good for those two bastards.
You know, and the weird thing is, I mean, that this individual was in the military, was discharged honorably.
Persian Gulf veteran.
And a war veteran. But, I mean, where in the name of God does your mind go when you do that? I mean,
no.
I can understand, you know, if something you go a little squirrely and you eat your own rifle or something like that. But to do this to this many people just amazes
me. Well, they got him.
Mm-hmm.
They got him. They friggin' got him.
Give him a round of applause.
Hooray. Really.
What a relief.
Really.
Here's to all the people that were responsible, the investigators, the citizens that called in the tips. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Absolutely.
This was an effed up city for a very long time.
Yep. Boy, it is the pressure off today.
Oof.
God, do I wish my hip didn't hurt. I would bang my wife so hard the airbags would blow in the car. I swear to God.
You know, it is nice to, you know, I think everybody should remember all the families that were affected by this. And I mean, you know, you temper any great celebration by thinking about that, but also you just the sense of relief.
Well, think about all the families who now won't have to go through that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I think really through all this, thank God that 13-year-old kid looks like now he's going to pull through.
Yeah.
And that's good news.
Hello, Dynamite.
Hey, Dynamite. Buzz, yeah. Rob, what's up, guys?
Hey, my friend.
How you all doing?
Doing great.
Are you doing great today?
Yeah.
Wonderful. You know, the one thing we all should learn about this sniper thing is that you got to live life day to day. Because, you know, this thing can happen anytime. You know what I'm saying?
I think a lot of people were thinking like that. I mean, I know I was. I mean, you were saying, you know.
Sir, I live life minute to minute.
Yeah, you always have.
Second to second. Nanoseconds to nanoseconds.
It does make you appreciate, you know, and now that he's been caught, I think we all reflect a little bit, and you do think about, you know, your day-to-day life and just getting the most out of it, mm-hmm. really.
Yeah, but that'll wear off.
That'll wear off. You know, we'll be at each other's throats in a week.
Be honest. Hell, a week. I give it till Saturday. Today's Thursday. By Saturday, everybody will be back to hating each other again.
It was truly amazing today.
It's just like Christmas. You know what it is? I said this to my wife today. Today is like Christmas. Mm-hmm. Today is a day when everybody's going to be walking around, and you're in such a good mood. You're sitting with everybody. Hi, how are you?
Right.
Hi. It's just like Christmas. Everybody's happy on Christmas. And then you got the day after.
Not everybody, though.
All right, except for Mike.
Well, no, I've made my arrangements for Christmas, and my family is coming down. You know, my kids and my wife.
The estranged.
We're getting together down in Florida at Christmas time, but I'm going down earlier. So we just worked out the schedules, and technically, you know, on the 25th of December. You know, I have an agreement, a legal agreement that, you know, I can see my kids, but we're very flexible about it. And I said, listen, instead of killing yourself to get down on Christmas Day and do it with your family, come down early morning, the next morning. And then I realized that,
you'll be alone on Christmas.
That on Christmas Day,
I won't be alone. Well, Mike, you have a place with us.
Thank you.
I mean that. You always have a place with us.
I understand, but I'm just going to go by the pool. Sorry.
Why are you going for the sympathy vote? If you give me the hoochie-coochie sign, you're going to be by the pool.
I just thought it might be funny.
But Christmas is a day when everybody loves everybody, mm-hmm. and it kind of bleeds over into the day after Christmas. But generally speaking, by the 27th, mm-hmm. people are back to being jerks again.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the same thing around here. Today.
That's what makes this day so special, because you really walk around. You know, when you're going to the store, you're going into a restaurant, whatever, everybody is kind of smiling at each other and being courteous, but that's going to pass.
Yeah, everybody.
We'll forget.
Right now, everybody got the Christmas present mm-hmm. that you never expected you would get.
Yeah, I mean, if this had gone on and the guy had vanished, and, you know, it would have always been on our minds, the best possible scenario happened, that they actually did catch the guy so that we can...
They caught the bastards. How great is that?
Great.
They caught the bastards.
Because the more this went on, the more the guy, you know, this mystique, and I think one of the ladies I was watching on Fox Television, that morning show, which I love, incidentally, I love that just, like, free-for-all that they have with our friend Steve Ducey and all those people there. You know, she said, you know, these aren't masterminds. These were thugs.
Oh, and
these were right. just idiots.
I got to again say, you know, our local stations here in D.C. last night, when all of this stuff was unfolding in Tacoma, Washington, and down in Alabama, of course, none of them broke into prime time.
It's ridiculous.
To cover this. Fried and I were watching the Fox News Channel, and I ended up giving them the props that, and I'm a madman with remote control. CNN, Fox News Channel, MSNBC, our local channels. Fox News Channel had everything first. They had the guy's names first. They had the make of the car. They had the license plate number first.
It really became, I got to a point, you say you're crazy with the remote. It got to the point where I just left it on Fox News Channel,
yeah.
because you know, It just seemed to me that they were always on it. They were never talking about anything else, and they were getting the most updates. Now, who do you give the prize to for the local stations, as far as the best of the locals?
The best of the locals, I'd have to say Channel 9.
Yeah, me too. With all their, you know, with their kind of like folksy approach with Mike Buchanan and that guy, Dave Statter, who was a great reporter, I think they get the
He kind of looks like a chipmunk, though.
He does.
The guy, Dave Statter.
But I watched Channel 9, and I felt like they were the ones that really felt it the most. You know what I mean? They were I got a real local flavor from them. And the worst, really, I have to give the worst.
Channel 4. Agree. We are in agreement.
They punted it.
And what we should do over the next couple of days is run tape on the local TV stations.
For the promos.
To see how they jerk themselves over their coverage of this.
Right.
And I don't think any of them deserve to, really. It's not something that anybody should take great pride in. Well, but hell, even, you know, Fox News Channel will do it. We were just saying how great they are. They'll be running promos saying, you know, in times of crisis, the Fox News Channel was here for you. They're all as bad as
who is the lady that was with the short hair, little bob haircut, that was on Fox News Channel, that was out there at the command center in Rockville? Does anybody know her name? She's got it going on.
There's so many of them.
She's you know, she looked real tired.
I saw a very hot Chinese girl on CNN today.
Really?
Real hot. Big dimples and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Never seen her before.
Gotta love those networks.
Nice China doll, though. Very, very cute. Very cute young thing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Mr. Donnie. I'll bring you the news you're waiting for.
Sure, she didn't have a trace of an accent.
We have the killer right here. Now, let me bring you some orange chicken and broccoli.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing pretty well.
Hey, Buzz. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Just want to let you know, I actually live in Myersville, and out of my upstairs windows, I can actually see that rest stop.
Wow. Is Myersville, is that west or east of Frederick?
West.
It would be west of Frederick, and actually, guys, you drove right by this rest stop on your way to your Don and Mike show, which I was at in Hagerstown.
In Hagerstown, so yeah. It's west of Frederick.
Yes.
This rest stop, is going to turn into some type of tourist attraction.
Sure.
And I don't think it's going to die down over the years as you drive on Route 70.
I'd go by it.
When you go past there, just to see the spot.
I'd check it out, see where they caught the guy. They should put the statue of the tipster there. You were talking about honoring him in some way. Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have a memorial or something positive happen. Yeah. They actually caught the sons of bitches.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don, Mike, Buzz. Merry Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen, my friend.
Hey, I'm with you on that pay-per-view, but I'd pay $100.
I'd pay $100.
I hope somebody snapped a photo of them breaking into the car.
Yeah,
the only thing that would have been worse is that he was doing a number two.
What? Like if he's taking a dump when they caught him?
Yeah. Could you imagine them opening the door on the body there?
I thought he was getting his jerk on.
Yeah.
On the car.
Yeah, that too.
You know, maybe it's me, but how the hell could the guy sleep? How is he capable of it?
Well, I mean, if he's been up for 4, 5, 6, 7 days in a row.
I suppose.
You know, it just goes, on one hand, the killers were very sophisticated and very smart because they knew what they were doing. But
they had skill in the art of killing. That's what they had, but they didn't have intelligence.
How very stupid. Well, they did have, in killing, with setting up the target and getting the hell out of the way.
It's a quote I heard today that you can have a lot of skill, but very little intelligence.
But how stupid, and thank God how stupid, that on the night that it's on every radio station and every TV station, that they have the guy's name, they have his car, they have the plate number. That's the night that he sleeps in the car at a rest stop right off an interstate highway.
Wow. Who's to say that's where he probably has been sleeping the whole time? I bet rest stops all around the area now are going to be given a once-over.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, I just wanted to call from Sacramento to let you guys know that our thoughts and prayers have been back there, too. It's not just the East Coast or Washington thing, and we're all very happy that it appears this guy's been apprehended as well.
That's nice. I appreciate that. Right. That's nice. Thank you very much.
You guys got a great show, and lay off on the Sacramento people.
You know what I was going to say?
It was almost perfect, wasn't it?
I was going to say,
it was almost a perfect, like, Tokyo General.
There's no need for the dance, but, you know, you had it, and that's the magic.
You know, we get up our own rock dance, actually, out here in Sacramento. Kind of a pasty-skinned guy on our bungholes.
Wow.
Okay, goodbye.
Yeah,
you know, it wouldn't be Sacramento.
Okay, shut up.
It was 50-50. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I, too, would like to apologize to Wendell Hall. I really thought that Wendell could have done it, but Wendell, I apologize on behalf of all the listeners, sir.
Now, believe it or not, Wendell, in his own queer way, loves people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He does.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey.
And I don't mean that Wendell's a queer, because he'll come in and
absolutely not.
He'll threaten me with gun violence.
Don't forget Lucy Juicy Lucy.
Yeah.
His girlfriend that we hooked him up with on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey there.
Hey.
While you're praising the police, were you aware that a Virginia State trooper died in the line of action yesterday? He was responding to a call of gunfire in Newington. There's a motorcycle cop driving down 95. A tow truck pulled in front of him and killed him.
You know, I had no idea that got underreported, and that's a goddamn
shame. It got reported. The Post managed to bury it in the second page of the Metro section.
Well, there's a lot of other stuff going on, obviously. That happened near the end of our show yesterday. And, he was assisting a motorist, and he was just about to get back on his bike and assist in the sniper case.
Well, you know, we said it around 9/11, and we said it when we were at the Pentagon, and we're saying it now, that all the cops and firefighters and guys like that, they get, you know, we said this to them the day of 9/11. Mm-hmm. They're the guys with the balls.
They're the guys.
I mean that as a compliment and as a tribute to this to this officer you're talking about. I mean, who wants that job? Certainly not me. I don't want a job where I'm going to have to go out and put my life on the line and run the risk of being killed by an idiot or being run over by somebody accidentally. I mean, it takes certainly more courage than I've got, and, you know, hats off to him.
That's a shame, and, you think about the personal courage that it takes, the physical courage that it takes to actually make the arrest that those guys made today up in Frederick. I mean, to actually go over to the window. You don't know what these guys have on them and what they're going to do. You don't know if they're wired with maybe a explosive or something like that. So it's a shame, and that did certainly get lost. I'm glad you brought it up.
But, you know, this is like Christmas. Again, it's like Christmas, because while I do have, and I know we all have, really a deep respect for the cops and everything they do, I bet the next time I get a speeding ticket, I come in here, I scream about those bastards.
Sure.
You know I will. I'll come in and go, God damn, unfairly persecuted again by the man.
Yeah, it's all a question of time. We're all going to forget. We're all going to forget that we when we needed him.
Or just wait until I get caught again by that goddamn camera.
Right.
That red light camera, which incidentally, I'm positive, goes off before the yellow light is over.
I would venture today, though, people that are getting pulled over for speeding are probably like, thank you, sir.
Hello.
Thank you very much.
Don and Mike.
I'm really looking forward to Chief Moose saying, for real tonight, we caught the sniper like a duck in a noose.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
That was in one of the letters, right?
Yeah, that was one of the weird Pacific Northwest things that they wanted
to say. It's another thing where the Fox reporter came on with it, or maybe it was the NBC guy that was on. They had an NBC News correspondent on the local channel here that was talking this morning, and I believe it was some sort of fairy tale story,
like a fable,
where they put a duck in a noose and the duck flies away and gets away.
Rabbit does it, and then the rabbit gets dragged into a tree stump or something.
Yeah, weird. Yeah.
And last night, and now in retrospect, I feel bad that I felt this way, but when I saw Chief Moose say that last night, I was just laying in bed. It was like whatever time he came on TV at midnight, like, oh. Now we're doing this again. Now again, we're going through this. We're reading now whatever he wants us to say on TV. But
I don't doubt that this was just to keep them calm, to think that they were still getting away when they were tightening the noose on these
guys. Just to lull them to sleep at a local roadside stand off the interstate.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Oh, it's a great day. Truly is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I think my favorite moment of the morning was Mike Buchanan sitting there on Channel 9 screaming off stage, answer the phone!
Oh, is today the day he unraveled a little bit?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not as good as when he got up and jumped on the desk 2 years ago because his monitor wasn't working. Andrea Roan would start in, and then he would interrupt her and then turn and look right off camera and say, answer my phone!
What are the chances we get old Buck back on the show?
Yeah, I think we got to try and put a call
into him and get him back.
Give him some kind of medal as well.
Yeah, because he felt it more than anybody else. And today, wearing a lovely, was that a pink shirt and tie today? What was he wearing?
He was dressed like Robert De Niro in the movie Casino this morning.
Monk in the Chocolate Factory.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike. I just wanted to make a mention of the restraint these policemen showed in not pumping these guys with a couple rounds right in that car.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Not only restraint, emotional restraint, but restraint out of pure fear.
I told you.
Well, hell, who's to say they didn't say, he pulled a gun on me.
Well,
damn,
that's exactly what I said. The other day I was hoping we'd get a Sipowicz type in there who would, just bang, bang, bang the bad guy and then put the gun in his hand.
How about the restraint of the officers that are coming out when they're, when Chief Moose when he's giving that press conference, the restraint, having that information that he had, and they're getting peppered, is the investigation moving forward? I mean, there's a lot of self-control on the part of those cops.
The Moose Man. Hello? Yeah, what else?
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? You know, when you do it, I guess it's a bit, when you talk about being king of the world.
Oh, that's not a bit. I am king of the world, but anyway.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? I would like to hear that more often.
Oh, you mean if I was king of the world, what I would
do?
Yes. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
First thing I do is call. I would get every person who calls this show with a dumb question and immediately castrate them. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
I'm not sure if Fred or you guys have heard that obscure reference from, a duck in the noose. They took the first initial from each of the words and spelled out. If you take that, it's
what?
Bin Laden.
Oh,
come on.
This is our first conspiracy nut of the day. All right, run this one by me now.
A conspiracy nut that can't complete a full sentence.
All right, run this one by us now.
Okay.
What is it? Buzz, do you have the quote there, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm looking for the phrase now. It's around. I want to get it right.
Like a duck in a noose. They were saying if you take that first initial, it spells very close to Bin Laden. I'm not coming
in. Oh, hold on. Please don't hang up the phone yet. Again, give us the exact quote.
Like a lad. In a noose. I'm not saying it's specific.
Where did you hear this?
That spells Ladian.
Or is this your own, sir?
No. I heard it on...
What did you hear it on?
I heard it on Marty Bass on this morning on the early morning show.
The what?
On the early morning show with Marty Bass.
The early show with Marty Bass?
Hello.
Yeah.
This is Marty Bass. Have you ever considered the fact that when you get the quotation, very close
on the education of the two guys,
very close to Bin Laden. It's very close.
Hello, this is Marty Bass. Look at that duck in a noose. Bin Laden. Brought to you by Nanny Bell.
I hate to think that was Marty Bass's doing.
I don't think this guy, I don't believe this man that it was Marty Bass.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddies. How you doing?
We're doing great.
The only thing that makes me angry is watching the networks and their experts they hired congratulating themselves on the little one or two things that they predicted, such as he has military training.
Well, you know, that's going to happen, and we were talking about that over the next couple of days. You're going to see all of the networks and the local stations jerking themselves over the great job they did covering it. It's just, it's the nature of the beast. Just be happy the guy's caught.
Absolutely. And, you know, that we I appreciate the call from the guy in Sacramento that said that. But I tell you, this city right here, Washington, D.C., today, everybody's doing a dance.
Last call. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I think the things with the cops is already well off with me.
Why?
Because I was just driving around the 110, getting on 395 by the Pentagon there. Right where you guys broadcasted?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, there's this cop, the Wellington cop, with his radar gun, stopping traffic.
Yeah.
Things are back to normal.
Back to normal. Mm-hmm. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, look at the blonde. Hey, now that they caught this guy, how about some highway warfare?
You know what?
Oh.
Yeah, we can now that they've caught it. We had planned on doing it. You know, maybe I'll work it into the show today, the Highway Love Connection.
I think we can, the big announcement hasn't been made, but I think we all know it's going to be made.
Yeah. Pretty safe out on the highways. God knows we got enough guns on our own tickets to go around. Phone number 877-365-3636 now for the secret sound. Okay. I'm going to bet on our listener again today. Does anybody want some of this? You want some of this action?
Most definitely.
Okay.
$20.
I got 20 bucks. I'm betting on the listener.
I'm betting against the listener.
Buzz?
I think I'm betting on the listener today. I'm betting that they will guess it today.
All right, well, I'm only betting with you, Mike.
All right, so $20.
$20.
Let's see. Once again, the second day in a row, you've been the listener's friend.
The listener's friend. How odd that feels. your number, 877-365-3636. Chance of winning $250 right now. Dial recklessly, you animals. We will take the 100th caller.
Right now, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier, when was that?
Or later, when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
249-5678.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Mm-hmm.
The Don and Mike Show. Nothing.
How much baloney can you get in your underpants contest? We got to show up here, I'd say, by about 5:30 today.
You think everybody's distracted like we are today?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We've got you've done a good job of selling this. Not that it's the greatest concept of all time. How much bologna can you get in your underpants?
There's been other things on our mind.
But what better way to celebrate this great day than to stuff deli meats in your pants?
Absolutely. If you want to, we have $250 and a Panasonic 5-disc DVD player that we'll be giving away today. Even if it's one person putting one piece of bologna in their underpants. But if nobody shows up, I'll say by 5:30,
will we accept low fat bologna also?
Yes, of course. I do have. Oh, nice fade on that, incidentally.
A little sharp.
I do have an alternate plan. Just in case. Something up my sleeve.
Very good.
I want to tell you also about our Halloween show. That's next week from today, right? Next Thursday is Halloween.
Scared kids.
And it'll involve Tom Gavin.
Very good.
Scary.
Trick or Tom. That's what we're calling it. Trick or Tom. And what are you doing, Lisa?
She's just giving me a little help. That's all. Just giving me a little note. Slipping me a note. Just a little note.
Oh, I got it. Oh, okay.
I can't share with the rest of the class.
Getting ready.
Uzik May. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Time now for caller number 100. And we had some more money on the line now. Don't let me down, peoples. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'm the 200th caller.
No, you're the 100th caller.
Of course I am.
What is your
crazy broad? What is your name?
My name is Kathleen.
What is your major malfunction?
My major malfunction is that I let it ring all this time and nobody was picking up, but I listened anyway.
You see, ma'am.
You sound like a squirrely wench.
You see, when Joe gets to number 99, he just lets them ring and we take the caller 100 live on the air.
Oh, I never knew you took it live on the air.
Yeah, well, that's why you're speaking to us live now.
But you missed my double entendre, but that's all right. You're busy today. It's Christmas.
Yes, and what is...
You're scaring me.
What is your name, Morticia?
My name's Kathleen.
Are you wearing one of those sweater vests that go down to the floor?
No, I'm not, but my hair goes halfway down to the floor.
I bet it does. Mm.
Did we wake you from sleep to get a rest stop somewhere?
I've never been to Maryland.
Where are you from, darling?
I'm not from Sacramento. I'm in actually downtown D.C.
What do you do when you're not collecting pentagrams?
I do good works.
How do you take care of the 30 cats that are living with you at one time?
I have no cats. I have no cats. I have no dog. I have no seal tail.
All right, honey. You have won the soundtrack and DVD from the Nicolas Cage movie called Windwalkers, and that is from Hollywood Video and MGM Home Entertainment.
You know, if I had gotten the Spider-Man one, I was going to give it back to you because you really want it.
Well, thank you. Don't worry. I'll swipe one.
All right.
You can get anything you want.
And let me tell you now, you're playing for $250. Everybody around here is really, really, it's giddy today.
Yeah.
Everybody's doing stuff that doesn't relate to the radio.
I know.
Everybody's doing side gags, but it's okay.
A little giddy city.
It's okay, because we caught the killer.
We did.
Well, we didn't. I mean, they did, but, it's a wee thing.
Yeah. We all feel collectively like it's a victory for the city.
Of course, but, that guy should give the money to the families. He doesn't need $500,000.
You know, you got a point there. I can understand your point, but you know what? I think we're all pretty damn glad that they got. Think of the people, the lives he might have saved.
Whatever. Let him keep the money. Let him keep the money.
Okay.
Let's worry about your $250 right now. We'll be playing you the common everyday sound. Your clue is halitosis. Identify the sound and win 250 bones. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Destiny's Child.
Okay. From today's modern music. And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller. Name this sound.
Oh, must not. Is it not? Lisa's now giving Mike help. Is it Destiny's Child?
Yes.
I didn't even know they had a record out now. I thought their last record was Survivor.
I don't think you're ready for this jelly. My body's too bootylicious.
Yeah! I forgot about bootylicious.
Yeah. Thank you.
Forgot about that.
Thank you, Lisa.
For $250. What is that sound?
Oh, dear. Now, I wonder, could it possibly be, let's see, the opening of a Listerine pocket pack? Maybe spearmint.
That's right.
That's right. There you go. Wow. That's right.
You know, I was going to say peppermint, but at the last maybe it was spearmint.
Way to tease me, Amazonia.
You deserve it. For what you took yesterday, you deserve it.
Labor don't matter.
And what did I take yesterday?
The idiot.
Well, which idiot, man?
Oh, never. The guy who...
You know, you're trouble, lady. Just keep your yap shut. Congratulations, though. I'm very happy
thank
for you.
For the money, Mike, and you, honey, $250. Yes, indeed, that is the sound that is the sound of one of those...
Give me that 20 back.
Why?
Because I owe you 10.
Correct. Gotcha.
I just wanted to make sure.
Okay. Boy, I wish we had the good old days before you were separated.
Well, I'm sorry. Not as liquid as I used to be.
I know.
I'm working on it.
You carry a lot of money in your pockets to give each other every day on all your little
bills. Oh, yeah. Can I tell you right now?
Yeah, we have thousands. The same 20 going back and forth.
I count right now $35 in my pocket. Yeah, loaded. I'm loaded for action. How about you, Mike? And that's counted the $20 I just got from Mike.
I see.
I bet $20 I didn't even have.
Would anyone like to guess how much money I have?
I'll guess $50.
I'll say 30, Rob.
110.
20, 40, 60, 80.
Wow.
100, 120.
Look at that.
Well, now you're showing off.
60, 180. $200.
Wow. Now you're showing off.
Partay.
Yeah, $200. Yes, there'll be barbecue in my house tonight.
Hey, you're just showing off.
Showing off.
God damn you.
But, Don, it's all the money I have in the world. This month.
It's half my allowance.
You know, we're between paydays.
Can we have Mike guess and preview Secret Sound number 3?
Yes, of course.
My favorite feature?
Yes. And you, thank you, honey. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
It was the closing of one of those Listerine, those...
Opening.
The opening. Mm-hmm. The opening of those, you know, those Listerine breath...
Yes, you must really have good equipment to amplify it that much. Yeah.
That's right, Vampirilla, we do.
Thank you, Elvira. Hold on, please. And that means we do have a brand new sound, which we'll preview for you right now.
Very exciting.
We'll put it into play on tomorrow's episode when the jackpot will be worth $1,000. Mike, as is our tradition, would you like to guess as to what the sound will sound like before we even preview it?
Yeah. All right. The sound will sound like this. Doom bink.
Can I hear that again, please?
Doom bink.
I don't think you got this one. It's
pretty damn close. He always gets the rhythm.
It's not doom bing,
right.
But
tink, tink.
That's the new secret sound.
Tink,
tink. A common everyday sound.
worth
$1,000 on tomorrow's show, and good luck to you.
Tink, tink.
You got $200 in your pocket right now?
I do. I have actually, that's in my wallet.
Man, Christ.
Look.
My wife just put $100 in my account today.
He's got another wad of bills in his pocket.
God damn. Well, then why did you need that extra $10 from me?
Because you owed it to me.
I know, but in the olden days, $10 between us would just be,
forgettable.
Forgettable. Right. Yeah. Thanks, Buzz.
I have laundry receipt, too.
I know, because my wife just put the... laundry receipt. Thursday, that means my wife just put my allowance in my account. You know, one of these days I'm going to grow up, and I'm actually going to be able to, first, find out how much money I make.
Mm-hmm.
Second, I'm going to actually know how much money I have in the bank. I mean, really, how much I have in the bank.
And this is my receipt, because at the boat show this past weekend...
Yes.
At the boat show, there was one group of boats that they made you fill out a form before you could go on the boats.
Oh, what is the? I'm sure you used a fake name. Rick Astley.
Oh, no.
And then they asked for a phone number and where I live.
Phone number? I have no idea what that is.
1-800-BUTTER.
1-800-BUTTER. Beverly Hills, California. Spouse name Bunny.
Okay. Bunny Astley.
Oh, all right, Rick Astley.
Thank you.
I went to the bank and I put the thing in. Hold on just a second. Hey, Mr. Skin.
Hey, how you doing?
I put the card in there
right.
To get some money, right?
Yeah.
And the thing says to me, I wanted $80. And the thing says to me, you don't have the money.
Oh, that's just wrong.
I don't have $80.
Right.
I don't have $80. And I remembered, I wrote you a check, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and that check must have cleared.
Your wife keeps you on a pretty tight leash, doesn't
she? Yeah, absolutely. I have no idea how much money I make. I have no idea how much money I actually have in the bank, I mean, really, yeah. In the bank, in the joint account, of which I have no access to. I have no idea about 401k or anything like that. All I know is that I get $100 a week that I can do anything I want to with, and now I don't even have $100 in my name.
Well, that's, all I know is that I'm hemorrhaging hundreds. They're just, I'm going deeper and deeper into debt.
Crazy rich.
By the day.
You're crazy rich. You're like Bob Barker or Monty Hall. Put the hand in the pocket and take out the money. Here he is right now. God's gift to nudity.
Yeah,
we know him as Jim McBride. You know him as Mr. Skin from www.mrskin.com. Howdy, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are doing great. Great tips you gave us last week. Great nip tips last week with the feature films and also the DVDs.
Oh yeah.
Let's start with the new movies. And again, let me plug Jim's website. www.mrskin.com. Any actress you've ever wondered if she's ever been naked or semi-naked?
Right.
All you do is go to the website. You type the name in, and immediately you get a filmography telling you where they've been naked in the movies, where the time is, so you actually go on your DVD right to the scene, and then you click a little button, and you actually see it.
Hey, Jim, I've never asked you this. Do you have a system at your website where you're able to determine which actress gets the most requests on your website?
Yeah, but that's an internal thing where we know that, and it varies from time to time. I mean, in the top 10, you always have Jennifer Lopez, Salma Hayek, Britney Spears, Alyssa Milano. They're always in the top 10, but it depends. If a new TV show comes out or someone does something big in the news, sometimes their pages get searched a lot, so they shift higher, and then as time goes on, they drop down. But
I thought the woman with the most hits was Carrie Spiegel.
Oh, my.
That's a joke. That's just a...
that's a little joke.
That's a little joke. What's new at the cinema this weekend?
Well, I have an all-points bulletin. Big news tomorrow. Frida hits theaters. I've been waiting for this for months.
Now, Jim, you got to know this. My wife of 21 years is named Frida.
Wow. Okay.
So it's kind of funny to hear you discuss Frida.
And nudity.
So Frida's going to be naked in a movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'll try not to temper it too much, but basically this movie stars Salma Hayek, and it's about this Mexican painter, Frida Kahlo, who actually I didn't know much about, and now that I've seen the movie, I'm a big fan of, based on the thing she was doing. Well, here's the good news. Salma Hayek, she has done some brief nudity in her career, but this is just outstanding skin in this movie. She shows her breasts about 5 or 6 times in the movie.
Yeah.
Number one, good, real good shots too, and she has some amazing rackage. Now, the other good news is she has this long. She does a dance with Ashley Judd, and incidentally, Frida Kahlo was into lesbianism, which is always a nice touch. And there's a scene where she dances with Ashley Judd, and she caps the dance off with a nice makeout scene. So you have Ashley Judd.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah, Ashley Judd. And Selma Hayek making out.
Oh, wow.
And the capper here is towards the end of the movie, she hooks up with this Paris singer, and they're in bed, both naked. Great shots, great girl-on-girl action, and you even get a quick flash south of the border on Selma. So, what more can I give you about a movie? I'm
really
excited about this.
Listen to what pervs we are. When he said that stuff about Selma Hayek,
You know, it's been a long time since you've had a real home run in the theaters, right?
Right. Well, it's been tough. Luckily, in the last, the fall's been much better than the summer. The summer was just tough. It was like anything I could find I was bringing to the table. But this is fun because, Frida has a ton of nudity, and there's actually 3 other movies I'll talk about real briefly coming out in the theater tomorrow that all have various degrees of skin.
Oh, it's great.
The other one, you've probably seen the ads on TV with Billy Bob Thornton and Charlize Theron called Waking Up in Reno. They've been advertising it on TV a lot. It opens tomorrow. There's no nudity in this. It is rated R, but there's no nudity. But there is a scene about the middle of the movie where Charlize is in a red, white, and blue teeny weeny bikini and looks outstanding. I know there's a lot of guys that are big fans of hers. So I want to say no nudity, but her in a bikini is better than most Dave's naked.
Jim, hold on. Those are two girls I get all the time mixed up, Ashley Judd and Charlize Theron, Ashley Judd, who is in the movie with Selma Hayek, does Ashley Judd get naked when she is in the movie?
No, she does not. A bunch of other girls do. An Argentina one named Mia Maestro, who plays a Selma Hayek, Frida Kahlo's sister, does get naked. Another girl, Lucia Bravo, who I had never heard of, get naked. But Ashley Judd does not get nude, but, hey, she makes out with Selma Hayek, so that's something to see.
There you go.
I know I'm way off topic here, but would I be able to find Ashley Judd nude in a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Marilyn Monroe story, right?
Yeah, Norma Jean of Maryland, an HBO movie that I highly recommend, because not only does Ashley Judd...
I'm an amateur skinologist.
Yeah, very good. Not only does Ashley Judd show a little bushiche in that, but you also get the nude debut of Mira Sorvino in the same movie. So Norma Jean of Maryland, you get great... Great Ashley Judd movie and Mira Sorvino, but I also like a movie called Normal Life from 1996 that Ashley Judd did, where she's naked pretty much the whole movie. Both of those movies, you can't go wrong.
All right, I know we were off track. We had just watched that movie she did with Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
High Crimes are the name of the movie. I was thinking, boy, love to see her naked.
Thank you. Yeah, some great stuff.
All right, sorry to intrude.
I'll give you a couple real quick in the theater. There's a movie, Roger Dodger, comes out tomorrow. It has Elizabeth Berkley, Jennifer Beals, and Isabella Rossellini in it, and there is nudity. Those three do not get naked, but a babe named Flora Diaz, who plays a prostitute towards the end of the film, gives us a nice breast shot. She looks outstanding. She's not really a big name. I wanted to mention that. And then the movie The Truth About Charlie, there's been a lot of advertising for this. It opens tomorrow. Tandy Newton, I used to call her Sandy Newton, but I guess she goes by Tandy Newton. She has a ton of pokeyosity shots, you know, smuggling raisins in the shirts, lots of nippage, no nudity, but a girl named Olga Sekaluk, which I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing it, some Russian babe gets naked, so...
Pokeyosity.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Skinny,
every week,
I swear to God, he's going to have his own book, his own dictionary.
Every week, you know, there's all these terms now. You've got the fur burger, you've got the nippleage.
Absolutely, pokeyosity is my, I think, my all-time favorite.
Yeah, so the good news is, Frida, without question, go see that, because if you're a Selma Hayek fan, and I can't wait for the DVD, because that'll be a fun one to get pics and clips of, but three other movies have some decent skin, and then I also wanted to point out on DVD...
Okay, great, I got them on the web here. Which one?
Now, this is one, I would say you want to, you know how you've been ordering some movies I've been mentioning, this is one I want you to get, because the story is amazing. Now, Roger Ebert gave this movie 4 stars. It's called E Tu Mama Tambien, which translates to And Your Mother Too, which is a Spanish film. And it's been out for a while. It's just coming to DVD in the U.S. We've been talking about this movie for a long time. And there's a girl named Maribel Verdú who is gorgeous. And she has a scene with these two young guys. But I want to set something up for you real quick. This is actually considered a great movie by real film critics. From my end, I think it's an outstanding movie just because of the nudity and the sex scenes. The basic premise here is she's a beautiful married woman, older, 30, 31, 32. She hooks up with two young guys, 18 or 19 years old, who kind of flirt with her, and then she finds out that her husband, she's married, she finds out her husband had an affair. So she ends up saying, you know, screw the husband, I'm going to go hang with these two kids for a while. And she has sex with them all the time. They have two-on-ones with her. It's outstanding, and it's really graphic.
We're looking at the picture that Mr. Skin supplied.
How about that picture? That's just one of the great scenes there.
On MrSkin.com, she's naked, and she's standing up, and she's making out with one guy, and the other guy is eating at the Y. Wow.
Yeah, the other kid has a full beard and mustache, if you know what I mean.
All right, that's a good scene.
There you go.
Yeah, so this E Tu Mama Tambien is out on DVD this week. Definitely check that out. That would be go pick that up at the store to own in your collection. Great stuff. It's real, and it's almost like Red Shoe Diaries type of stuff. Real hot, good nudity. So, and then finally, the last thing I wanted to mention to you guys is this week on MTV Diary, Christina Aguilera was on there, and she was basically what they were doing is they were filming her doing a photo shoot for her strip CD.
Can I tell you something? You are a genius.
Well, let me tell you,
you are a perverted genius.
This could be one of my great coups of all time.
Look at this picture, Mike. I'm going to have Mike look at it while you describe it, Mr.
Well, here's the deal. You know how on TV when you see girls naked on network TV or on MTV, they will blur out the nudity.
Right.
I have a theory that they had some intern on the job with this because the guy doing the blurring just did a terrible job. So as we taped it, we're sitting in the office looking at it like, oh, my God, look, she's moving around so fast they couldn't keep the blurring over her breast. So you could see, as you guys are probably looking at it right now,
we are
perfect pierced nipple topless shots of Christina Aguilera, who's never done a nude scene.
He's right. And Christina Aguilera has gigantic, beautiful jugs.
And pierced.
Look at that. The one, if you're looking at the pictures from left to right, top row, the one in the middle on the top row is as close as you are going to find. Well, no, hold on. The lower left is equally good.
Yeah, fantastic.
Well, and where did you find these?
Well, it was on MTV Diary. That's the thing that's amazing. It was just a show about her photo shoot for her strip CD. This wasn't supposed to have nudity in it. That's the cool thing.
Well, you know, now that I'm looking at that, the one in the bottom row, lower left, you see
her breasts.
Both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, outstanding work, Mr. Skin.
Yeah, they had to go through. I mean, that was quite a lot of work at the Mr. Skin Laboratories, but we were able to pull out the nude scenes.
Outstanding work. God, you are the greatest. I mean, I know we say it every week, but really, a true American hero.
An American hero.
And a genius. Mr. Skin. All right, I will take your guys' advice and rent the movie Normal Life.
He does all the work for you.
To see my Ashley Judd movie.
Oh, yeah, get Normal Life. You'll be happy.
And go to www.mrskin.com. I highly recommend this Christina Aguilera thing.
Yeah.
I highly recommend this. Now, have you gotten any feedback from any of Christina Aguilera's people? I mean, at some point, is it possible they could ever send you a cease and desist about this, or is this...
Well, no, again, I'm not, like, pasting her head onto an actress. All it was is she did the show, and we're just reporting on it. Same thing that I do, like, with the movies. There's really no difference. It's just, hey, you just got to be good with the pause button, I guess.
There you go.
So, I'm fascinated by this. When you're watching this MTV Diary, how long does it take you to get these six photos that you have? Can you tell us?
It takes some time because you got to go frame by frame, but it's well worth the effort, as you can imagine.
It is. There he is, everybody. Jim McBride, Mr. Skin.
Thanks, Jim.
Our favorite guest. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Take care.
Great job. And that website again, www.mrskin.com. You'd never go wrong on that website.
I believe Mr. Skin is batting 1,000. Amazing.
You know, I sing the guy's praises all the time, but
right.
I'm telling you that Christina Aguilera, I'm going to give that to my son for a screensaver. That is outstanding work.
And I was just reading about her in USA Today, so it's kind of refreshing to take a look at the...
What a POA she is.
She is indeed.
What a POA.
You can't stop looking at her.
Really, I'm sorry. I always accuse you of losing your focus during the show. I'm going to have to censor myself and click off this, but I'm just going to minimize it. I'm just going to make it.
I don't think you're ready for that, Jim. It's handy.
I'm just going to make
it. Her body's too bootylicious.
Just going to make it smaller. Jesus Christ. I made that picture smaller, and she's made me larger.
Oh, my.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. Hey, you're talking about Christina Aguilera. Out here in a radio show earlier today, they were talking about Christina and how she was...
Well, thank you. Goodbye. You lose us as soon as we hear, out here on a radio show today, talking about...
We're doing a radio show today.
All right, there, we lose interest. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Don.
Yes.
John Kim, how are you?
Hey.
Oh, John Kim. Now, you remember John Kim. He's the Asian guy who only likes to make it with fat chicks. Although I believe the last time he called, he said he was now interested in having sex exclusively with black women.
Yes, this is what I want to know. I want to put this out to the listeners. First time I was with a black woman, she had, like, big labia majora. And I was wondering if that's regular.
What did she have?
She had bigger labia majora than I'm used to.
And that disturb you, John?
No, I'm just wondering if that's the way it is.
John, I think that perhaps that was that woman alone, and that different women have different body parts.
Everybody's different.
I don't think that is a trait you will find in all black
chicks. I don't believe so. I think I've watched enough movies.
No, because because, see, my theory is, we're first, when we're in our first gestation period, we're all women. That's why men have nipples, right? That's why men have nipples.
If you say so.
Right, so...
And again, John Kim, not that I am speaking from experience, but I believe that that's another stereotype. That
best, but, you know, you're overthinking it, buddy. Just enjoy.
Well, now, but tell me, this black chick that you had sex with, was she fat?
She had nice body mass.
Well, are you still into fat chicks?
Yeah, I'm still into fat chicks.
Why are you thinking about all these things, John?
I'm just wondering, just extrapolating it outside of my head, that's all. Buzz, what do you think, dude?
I just told you. I said, I think you're overthinking it. I mean, God bless you on your quest, but you're thinking too much.
I mean, do you think...
I'm not real sure I want God to bless him.
Yeah.
but Buzz, have you been with a black woman?
Well, yes, I have.
Yeah.
And have you noticed anything?
Not in the case of me, no. I didn't notice that.
That was a levy.
No.
No big labia majora?
No, just big, you know, pretty much average, I thought.
Hearing John Kim say that makes me laugh.
Me too.
Better him than us.
Hearing John Kim and his new album, Labia Majora.
Did you bring this to the young lady's attention?
Yes, I did, and she said that she hasn't seen it, other black women's labia. So she doesn't know. So, you know.
So, John, I mean, how big are we talking? Is she going to fly away?
Yeah, are they like butterfly wings? I mean,
like pterodactyl wings?
Butterfly wings, I'd say they're bigger than what I've been with before.
With like a stack of ribeyes?
Oh, my God.
How big? John, how big?
I'd say maybe an inch or two.
Wow.
That would be, that'd be large.
That's Majora.
But again, how large was the woman?
I'd say she's like 5'7", maybe hitting about 180.
Well, John,
here's
the good thing about that. After you're done, you know, doing whatever you're doing, you can take her outside and fly her like a kite.
It would have to be a pretty windy day, though. She weighs like 180.
Yeah, well, you know.
But you have to be like tornado time.
It's all about aerodynamics, Don.
Yeah, like a glider.
But I'd like to put it out to the listeners. The listeners, if the listeners have
any... Oh, no, you don't want
to
do that.
The glider, I hardly knew her. I don't think so, John. I think you can keep that to yourself.
John Kim's agenda.
But thanks for checking in.
Well, thank God for Olivia Majors, guys. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye.
John Happy
Kim.
Guy.
John Kim. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
John Kim.
Hello.
How about Cal last night?
Pardon me? How about Cal at that World Series honoring Cal?
Cal
certainly hasn't been honored enough, has he?
But you know the thing about that? You conduct the lists.
You know, if you take the letters in Cal Ripken's name, it spells Bin Laden.
This is Morty Bass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
If you take the word Ravens and the word Orioles and you mix them up, you can spell Bin Laden.
This is Morty Bass going down to have a natty bow at Polock Johnny's.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Johnny from Baltimore. How you doing?
Hi, Johnny.
Good. I saw that Christina Aguilera thing on MTV.
Aguilera?
Yeah, whatever last name is.
Yeah, come on. Why don't you give it another try?
Aguilera?
No. Really try it. Really think. Take a deep breath and try to pronounce her last name correctly.
Christina
Aguilera.
Aguilera.
Aguilera Hunt.
A gorilla.
Anyway, you can see your nude all the way through the whole show.
You mean on the MTV show?
Yeah, like she's wearing a white beater T-shirt half day, and it's really cold in her house all the way through the whole thing.
Then she's not naked. That is. Is
well, she's not naked, but I mean it's more than MTV.
What's the word that Mr. Skin just gave us? What is it, Robbie?
Pocosity.
Pocosity. Yeah. I'm trying to. If you go to MrSkin.com, you will see those beautiful melons.
Nipples.
No, but you can see it on the TV, too.
No,
you're watching it.
Oh, you dumbass. Don't you think there's a difference between seeing a girl like in a hot girl in a wet T-shirt contest and actually seeing her boobs?
Yeah, but they're moving around, too. You got a still. Like, she's moving around and dancing around. And
you know what? I would take both.
I would take the picture of the regular... just unclothed boob before I would watch a girl dancing in a wet T-shirt.
I would take Christina Aguilera here
now
in the studio, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Then a poster.
We'd all take her. All right, goodbye.
All right, thanks. Bob.
You know, what are we all arguing about? I don't think we're going to be with her.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I'd like to
see her labia majora.
Well, I bet she's got a gigantic one.
No, I bet she doesn't.
No, I bet hers is giant, like really out of proportion with her body.
You really think so?
Yeah.
No, I bet it's tiny.
I mean, like
tiny.
7, 8, 9 inches.
No.
Yeah, yeah, like she can tie it in a bow.
Like she makes noise when she walks.
Right. Hello, Don Mike.
Hi, boys. How are you?
We're doing great, yeah.
Right, I wanted to say good day to you, sirs, because I have not heard you since you were in New York, and I've missed you so much.
And we've missed you.
Ah, amen. Gotcha, honey. We thank you very much.
I hope you're coming back soon, because I miss you.
How big do you think Christina Aguilera's
labia
is?
You know, we get in trouble when women called from now and we said, how's your majora doing?
How big is your majora?
Me?
I think we can say that.
Yeah, sure.
How big is your majora?
Let's see. Well, it's bigger than a... big enough.
No. Come on. Give us a...
Do you want to... Are you having trouble with this? Do you want to check?
It'd be real easy.
Hold on. While I'm driving, let me just look down there.
Just put a finger or two or three or four down there. How many fingers is it?
I've got one hand holding the phone and the other holding the wheel. How many hits do you
have? All we're asking for is a brief check.
I'd say maybe three or four.
Inches? Or fingers?
Fingers.
Three or four fingers. Well, there's a lot of difference between four fingers and three fingers.
There is indeed, but I mean, I think three is probably...
I have a very small pinky.
Ah, there you go.
All right, three would be maybe about... two is too small.
And I think what we're doing is we're measuring from side to side.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
very subjective.
Yeah. Correct. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
See what you've been missing?
Did you enjoy the exercise?
Oh, yes.
Very good.
I immensely did. That's what made driving to Virginia so good.
Right, thank you.
It wasn't going to see my family. It was actually getting to hear you guys again and measure myself at the same time.
Why do I see a majora contest coming up soon on the show?
Because we have lots of lawyers.
Yeah, we do.
All right, goodbye.
All right, I love you guys. Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
It's fun when we swim towards that end of the pool occasionally.
We will be right back. Rob,
the Morning Show.
Stop it. What is wrong with that?
Is it a bad cart, maybe?
No, it was a...
That is a majora problem.
It was in the other machine last time.
Don and Mike.
Don't break here, folks.
Don't break.
We have a technical issue.
We're working on our majora problem.
I'm sure it'll be better in just a moment.
One moment, please.
Hey, stand by.
Here we go.
Stand by.
Stand by for an outstanding entertainment program. Okay, let me hit it now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Majora.
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it. I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If we give it up, just, please forgive us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Name the night.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Stop it. God damn it.
Hmm.
Oh, how embarrassing. There we have a screw going into the spots and coming out of the spot.
Well, you know, it's a crazy, giddy day around here today.
All right, let's try this again. This is the good one.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We got the Elvis. This is my latest record. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show.
Name the night.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
See, then I say,
it will fascinate you.
And he says,
call as you are.
Elvis.
As a friend.
Two tumbling dickweed. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
There you go. Sorry, I'm kind of a perfectionist like that, in and out of the spot.
I know, you're a taskmaster.
Anyway, I got everything all pre-timed out and it F's up. Boy, you know, we've been talking about how today's like Christmas because the sniper was caught.
Everybody's bouncing off the walls today. It's a great day.
It's Guinea City. And I'm getting all kinds of gifts today. I mean, really, if you go play the lottery, I want to thank the good people at Microsoft for freebieing me the... NFL Fever 2003 for Xbox.
Yeah, and they gave me a computer game, the golf game, Lynx 2003, the wonderful golf game.
I got that, and I got the Rally Sport, and I got NBA 2003.
Mm-hmm.
But then, got the gift that I know you're jealous of, Mike.
I can't believe he didn't come in here with with my watch.
We have a new sponsor on the show, racefanwatches.com.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you're a race fan.
I like the NASCAR,
mm-hmm.
and I like Tony Stewart. And the guy gave me this watch, and at first glance, it appears to be just your common everyday watch that
kind
has
of a decorative NASCAR watch.
Has right. the Tony Stewart logo, his Home Depot on it.
Okay.
But as I was reading Mike the side of the package, I thought, no, I should share this with you. And
yes.
It's a watch that I imagine I'll be wearing for a few reasons. It's pre-programmed with NASCAR Winston Cup schedules.
There you go.
It displays race locations, TV network, and start time.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And at the start of every race, it's programmed in, it automatically plays the Star Spangled Banner.
Pretty amazing. Cool. All in a tiny little watch.
Wow.
Stopwatch function automatically calculates driver's speed in miles per hour.
You mean on your watch, you can tell how fast your driver's going?
Yeah.
Like so you'll be wearing that watch if you're a big NASCAR fan, and you will know how fast your driver's going.
Stopwatch, what it is...
Oh, you can do a stopwatch.
Right, that if you get him, like, when he passes the starting line, go, and you can... Anyway, there it...
Just like you're in his pit crew.
There it is. And, golly, it's just as handsome as all get.
It's very sleek with all that information, with all those features on it.
And, well, I'd be proud to wear this.
Well, you've got a free wrist.
Golly, just the...
Now the packaging, you're going to break it. Be careful.
You'll want to wear that while you're watching.
Proud just to have that big NASCAR logo on my
wrist. So proud.
Anyway, thanks to the wonderful sponsors and the wonderful stuff that they gave us.
Indeed.
It's been quite a week for gifts. It just seems like every day we've got another freebie coming our way.
Yeah, but speaking of gifts, where's the Coca-Cola bottling company? For God's sakes, who's been talking up your products more than me?
Nobody.
Diet Vanilla Coke.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Can't find it anywhere.
Mm.
Had to send Joe to a Crown gas station today to buy me the last six bottles he could find.
You heard the guy, was it yesterday or the day before, saying that, the East Coast is... usually the last to get that great product.
Yeah, East Coast girls are really hip. I dig those styles they wear. Mike, do you have bad breath?
Occasionally, I would say yes, I do. But I like to monitor my breath and make sure that it's fine. But today I had a sandwich with some onions on it.
Buzz, you have bad breath?
No, almost never. Occasionally.
Rarely. Why do you even ask you?
Rarely.
Never mind.
Of course I do occasionally, but very rarely.
I have bad breath. I smoke cigars.
Right.
I have I've got like a trench mouth type breath. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
On the occasions that I make out with my wife, she actually sends me to the bathroom to brush and to gargle. Gargle incessantly to get the cigar taste out.
I remember one time that I had shellfish. I went to a crab feast on a Saturday, and it was one of those Sundays we were talking about where hygiene kind of takes...
Oh, a non-bathing day?
Yes, and, living with my wife at the time, I believe I came up to her very closely late Sunday afternoon.
Oh, you told me this. You wanted a little...
And she informed me that, my breath smelled like a crypt.
My wife loves it. That I've given up vodka, because what she hated the most was the combination of vodka and cigars.
So I always thought of vodka as kind of a clear, but it's a potato liquor.
Not when you drink a lot of it.
Yes.
Anyway, I bring these questions up for a good reason. We are joined on the show today by, he's not a goof guest, a real guest, Dr. Harold Katz. He's a bad breath doctor.
Huh.
And here he is now. Hey, Doc.
Hi, how are you guys?
How are you, Dr. Katz?
I'm doing good. You guys smell pretty good over the phone.
Thank you.
We're doing great.
Sure.
So, a bad breath. You're a doctor? What kind of a doctor are you, Doctor?
I'm a dentist, but I also have a degree in bacteriology, and I got involved in this back in, 1994 when my own daughter had a problem. And using the traditional mouthwashes and toothpastes not only didn't work, it actually made her breath worse. So,
so you're hawking a product today, is that it?
I'm hawking a product, but a concept that is more or less revolutionary, because people think that if they use very strong-tasting mouthwash and strong-tasting mints, they'll get rid of bad breath, and that's not true at all. the problem with bad breath has to do with bacteria and sulfur compounds.
You know, I'd love to send Dennis Murphy to the sky.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a guy who occasionally appears on our show.
Oh, really?
And if you wanted to test...
He can be in a room about 8 feet away from you. You can smell his breath.
Well, I actually have a machine that's called a halimeter, and it measures bad breath.
Wow.
You guys are looking where in the East Coast someplace?
Yeah.
Well, I travel a lot, but if I'm in your neighborhood, I'll give you a call and I'll test his breath.
So you have a... I would love to bring Dennis
and
have his...
That would be fantastic.
What is on your machine, Dr. Katz, what is the worst breath your machine has ever registered?
Well, the way it works, it measures the concentration of sulfur compounds in your breath. Anything above 70 parts per billion means someone next to you can smell it.
Mm.
The highest number I ever got was 1,800.
Was that just somebody with, like, horrible teeth?
No. Teeth have very little to do with it. This was actually a physician up in Sacramento. He drank 2 bottles of wine a day and smoked packs of cigarettes a day. And that combination made his mouth so extremely dry that the bacteria had a field day producing the sulfur compounds. The drier your mouth, the worse your breath gets.
So that's why when you wake up in the morning, you have bad breath.
Exactly, because when you're sleeping, like, your brain knows you're not eating. It turns down your saliva production.
How much bad breath comes from your tongue?
Most bad breath comes from your tongue. Also, the very back of your tongue, that's in your throat, and the tonsils, too.
Hmm.
That's where those bugs like to breathe.
Where are you on brushing your tongue? I've been brushing my tongue for a couple of years.
Or scraping your tongue.
Well, yeah, keeping the tongue clean is very important. But one thing that you have to keep in mind, you cannot physically remove these bacteria. They're supposed to be that they're part of your normal oral flora. What you need to do is treat them with oxygen, and that's, you know, where we get to the formula that I developed at my clinics. It's called TheraBreath, and what that does, it releases the oxygen and stops the bugs from making the sulfur compounds.
Would you say the average size of a woman's labia is? That was the discussion we were having before you were on the show today.
Yeah, we had a regular caller that called in with that, and that's still on your mind, is it?
Yeah.
Even though we have the bad breath doctor on.
What would you guess, Doc?
Wow, that's it. Let me do some research. I'll get back to you on that.
Well, I mean, off the top of your head, I would guess side to side.
Yeah. I don't think it can be measured in inches. I think it would be like centimeters, right? Or millimeters?
Probably centimeters would be the accurate.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not inches?
Inches.
I know, it's big, I know.
And you got two of them, so, I mean, you know, one on either side.
Then maybe a half an inch on each side?
Yeah,
is that outrageously large?
No. Yeah, that's large. I would say less than that, maybe a quarter inch.
What would you say, Doc?
On average.
I would have said... would you say, Doc?
Oh, probably half inch.
Half inch.
Half inch.
Right.
Half inch all or half inch on each side?
Each side.
Mm-hmm.
Half inch on each side.
All right. Okay.
What would you consider to be grotesquely obese as far as the labia goes? We had a guy called...
Libya?
I've never been there.
The labia. When I say labia? Like, a guy called...
You mean oversized? Not obese. That wouldn't be the proper word.
The woman was obese. And
he said she was...
180.
She had a good mass.
And anyway, he said that her labia was...
Labia.
Labia.
Why are you saying... Why are you turning into a vegetable?
Was her name Gaddafi?
Gaddafi.
Are there sulfur compounds in the labia?
Yes, there are. All types of body odors are sulfur-related.
Hmm. Sulfur, like when somebody says, I smell sulfur.
Like the rotten egg smell?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the bacteria produce. So they produce this all over your body. When you have body odor, there's sulfur in that.
Does your stuff that you're selling, does that taste good? I mean, is it something...
It tastes great, yeah. But first of all, there's oxygen, which has no taste. And then we have some mint compounds in there, which put a straitjacket around the bacteria. So,
well, I mean, what exactly is your product?
It's a mouthwash, it's a toothpaste, it's a breath spray, it's a combination of products, and it's in stores around the U.S. What I want your listeners to do, we have a website that explains everything you need to know about bad breath. It's called freshbreath.com.
Do we get any samples?
You know what? Go to the website, you get a free book. Just click on it, and it sends you a free ebook.
What's the stuff called if you go into a store?
It's called TheraBreath, T-H-E-R-A breath.
No, like I would.
For your breath.
I'd buy that.
Yeah, we actually have a toll-free number. People want to order. It's 800-293-0953. 800-293-0953. But I'm going to send you guys a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, send tons. Let's say there's someone who doesn't
really
have...
As a cigar smoker, you probably could use that.
Oh, absolutely. Let's say someone doesn't have the bucks to get your product, or they can't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What's a tip for avoiding... bad breath.
Good question.
Great question. Okay. You got to stay away from alcohol. Alcohol makes the mouth dry, and that's why those commercials.
Thank you for being on the show, doctor.
Bye.
Probably.
Thank you.
If you guys smell okay, so you can drink as much as you want.
Thank you. Good night. No, really, you got to stay because alcohol dries
your mouth
your face out.
Yeah, that's why you get that older. Terrible taste in the morning. But also important, many people are lactose intolerant, and they get bad breath when they drink milk or eat cheese. So you got to stay away from that if you're lactose intolerant. Big problem. Got to make sure you drink plenty of water. You need to stimulate more saliva production. You got to drink about 6 or 8 glasses of water a day.
Mm.
Wow. And got to make sure you keep your tongue clean. You got to be careful of some toothpaste. Many toothpastes have detergent in it called sodium lauryl sulfate. And it's like brushing your teeth with soap, and it makes the mouth very dry again.
So you're a dentist. Have you ever said, and I know you're selling a product here, but in your regular practice, have you ever had someone lay down there in the chair? And most people, you know, before you go to the dentist, that's when, like, you give your teeth the scrubbing that they really
deserve. The time that you brush, right?
Deserve every day, but on that one day, they really go overboard. You ever have anybody just in the chair, and you know that they've prepped themselves to go to the dentist, but the breath is so offensive, it's over the top. And have you said anything to them, like, I mean, without trying to sell your product? Have you?
Oh, sure. Here's how it works. If you have bad breath, there's two schools of thought. Some people don't mind if you're up front and say, I think you have a problem with your breath. What they hate is if you leave mouthwash on their desk. You know, that kind of sneaky thing. That's bad.
So what
we did through the website, through freshbreath.com, let's say a coworker or even your boss has bad breath. You can't tell your boss, hey, your breath stinks.
Oh, yeah, our boss does, incidentally.
Well, you go to the website, tell us who it is.
There's
a little clicking thing, and then we will send him a very nicely worded email explaining what bad breath is all about.
Great. Hold on, Doc. Let me get him on the phone.
Okay.
Would you mind calling? Alan.
Yes.
Don and Mike here joining us is Dr. Harold Katz, and Dr. Katz has something he would like to say to you on behalf of myself, Mike, and everyone who comes into direct contact with you. Dr. Katz, go ahead.
Alan, people who work with you are concerned about your oral health. They think you have a problem with your breath, and it's very common. I think what you might want to do is learn a little bit about how to keep more saliva in your mouth and about products that will help you fight the bad breath bacteria instead of covering it up.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Doctor.
My pleasure.
I appreciate that. I'll call you for some more advice later on.
Bye-bye. Bye, Alan.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Yeah, he was thrilled with that call.
Yeah. You want to try one more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
This is a dangerous one.
Okay.
It's called calling people who work here. No answer. All right, well, I'm not going to let the identity be known.
You know what I'm curious about? Yeah, Buzz?
There's a self-test on the doctor's website, and one of the questions on the self-test is, if you're a woman, do you find your breath gets worse during your menstrual cycle?
That's very true. Women, the saliva production changes quite a bit.
Bloody awful.
Due to hormonal changes. Yeah, wow. It's very common.
Wow. All right, I'm calling someone else now. Who you can ask the question to. I'm just going to give each of these employees a couple of rings, and if there's no answer, well, then their identities will remain a secret. Okay, let me try another one.
You're not calling the sniper, are you?
No.
Oh, no, he's been caught, Doc.
They caught
the son of a bitch.
She's there. All right.
I guess we won't know unless we get through.
Hold on, let me.
She's leaving home.
All right. Very quiet. We're hunting rabbits.
Very quiet. We're hunting bad breath rabbits with Dr. Katz.
Nobody I'm calling is there.
Do you suffer from halitosis?
All right, hold on.
We're trying. A lot of people need help. The whole building smells like sulfur, Doctor.
Go ahead, Doc. Hey, Doc?
Hello?
Doctor?
Dr. Katz, are you there?
Hey, Joe?
Yeah?
I think I accidentally hung up on the carny.
Good board hopping.
Joe.
Good life management.
Thank you.
Answering my telephones at 38.
Lisa's got him.
Getting him back
on. All right, hold on. Well, I want him to speak to you. Hey, Doc?
Yeah, guys.
All right, let me call the guy back. Hold on.
Sure.
Hold on.
We're calling Dr. Katz back. We got disconnected as we were trying to get Joe on.
I'm here.
All right, Dr. Katz, hold on, and we're going to get our phone screener, Joe, on here.
Joe, here's another guy for you to tell us.
Doctor, go ahead.
This is Joe? Yeah.
Yeah, Joe, I've got something to tell you. Some guys who work with you are concerned about your oral health. They think you may have a problem with your breath.
Okay.
It's nothing unusual. A lot of people have it. A lot of celebrities we treat here in Hollywood have the same problem. The quickest way to get rid of it, we have a formula called TheraBreath.
Right.
It introduces oxygen into your mouth, and that absorbs all the odors. You can go around kissing whoever you want and do whatever you want.
Okay.
I'll send some off to you. How's that, Joe?
That's fine.
You sound like, what's your last name?
Erdinger.
Oh, yeah. Good. Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Doctor. Let me try... God damn, this is fun. Just one more person.
I think everybody's taking their phones off the hook now.
Still busy. That's what
that's right.
Rob is pointing at names, and that's who I just tried. I tried that one.
Yeah.
Not there.
You know, Clark Gable had bad breath.
That one not there.
Who, have you treated any recent celebrities with bad breath?
Yeah, we have, but I really can't legally say who they are.
Can't divulge that.
A lot of people have bad breath.
Hmm. All right, I'll try one more employee here.
I guess if you're a leading man, too, you know. Yeah. You have to do those intimate kissing scenes.
Ah, no. You know,
nobody seems to be running for cover. Run for cover. Right. Run and hide.
Hold on. Here's one more person you can tell.
Very good.
WJFK.
Is this Lisa?
No, it's not.
Colette.
Is this Colette?
Yes, it is.
Colette, hi. It's Don and Mike. We have a friend on the phone.
Yeah, hi, Colette. This is Dr. Harold Katz from the California Breath Clinics. Some people who work with you are a bit concerned about your oral health, and they think that they need some help with your breath. What I'd like to recommend is a product. You can buy it in most stores. It's called TheraBreath.
Okay.
T-H-E-R-A Breath.
Uh-huh.
And it actually makes your mouth feel a lot healthier. It helps you produce more saliva and gets rid of all the bad breath that you can have.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
I'll send you guys some samples.
All right.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to have a lot of friends around here today. We're just calling people at random now.
Steve Johnson, the phone book.
Hey, Steve Johnson, doctor, just one more. Steve Johnson.
Sure.
You got Steve Johnson on the line.
Steve. Yeah. This is Dr. Harold Katz of the California Breath Clinics. I don't know if you know this, but there's some people who work with you are a bit concerned about your oral health. They think you may have a problem with your breath. It happens to be very common. A lot of people have it. But there is a way to get rid of it. It's a formula called TheraBreath. I'm going to send you guys some samples, and hopefully your coworkers will be happy to see you again. And you can breathe on them with as much as you want.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Listen to how easy it's going with the doctor doing this.
And people really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And
nobody wants to have bad breath.
I'll tell you this, and this is in confidence. That guy Steve, he has a drinking problem.
So we also have a toll-free number for that.
There you go.
All right, well, Doc, you've been a good sport.
Well, I'll send you guys some stuff. And listen, if people want to order, it's 800-293-0953 or check out freshbreath.com. And if I'm in your neighborhood, I'll bring my machine and check you guys out.
Yeah.
Hold on. We have one more person.
Oh, sure.
One of the people I was calling and got busy today, it rang back to the studio.
Ah, very good. Okay.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, who's this?
This is Michelle.
Oh, hi, Michelle. I got something very important to tell you. Some guys who work with you are a bit concerned about your oral health. They think you may have a problem with your breath, which happens to be very common, especially people who talk a lot during the day. You may want to try a product. I'm going to send you guys some samples. It's called TheraBreath.
This is not Michelle.
Yes, it is.
No, this is Madonna.
Madonna.
I'm Madonna.
I'm Madonna.
Hi, Don and Mike.
All right, lay off.
Hey, wait, Michelle's breath stinks, too. What are you bugging me for?
Everyone's breath stinks at one time.
More than her breath stinks about Michelle, but when I talk about Terry.
Same way.
Hold on, let me turn down the doctor.
Yeah.
What was that more about Michelle stinks than just her breath?
Yeah.
Wow.
You mean down there?
Well, I haven't been sniffing lately, but...
Wow. I love you, Madonna.
He did say oral, didn't he?
Nothing like getting a cat fight going back in the sales office.
I love you.
Kind of bored right now.
Love you, Madonna. See you later.
Bye.
Wow, is she great?
Yeah. She's a tough lady.
She is. Don't ask her about old Madame.
Hey, and how about Dr. Katz? What a good sport.
Yeah.
Good
Adam Labia.
Thank you, thank you.
Dr. Katz,
yeah.
Phone number 800-293-0953, and your website is...
Freshbreath.com.
Now, are you in grocery stores and things like that?
Yeah, Walgreens, Albertsons,
okay.
Rite Aid, Eckerd. Sure.
Very good.
All right. Very nice good. Talking to you, Doc.
But, yeah, give me a call.
All right. See you later.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Katz.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well... That was a fun way to deal with a guy who basically just wanted a free commercial.
Yeah, wanted to plug his product, and I'll buy it.
Yeah, let me...
I'll buy it.
Let me see. Michelle.
Yeah, Madonna. Them's fighting words.
Yeah. Let me see if she's in the building.
I thought I saw her.
Michelle's name is not even on the employee list.
Good day.
Where is it?
She told
me
she got married.
Is this Michelle?
Oh, no. Hey, Colette, it's not a mic. Can we talk to Michelle?
Sure.
Ah, that's why I didn't realize that.
Yeah, she got hitched.
It's another marriage we were not invited to, another wedding we were not invited to.
I know, and I was very supportive of that wedding.
Michelle, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Madonna just said on the radio that you have a... smelly,
feminine odor.
That.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, she's just a big hoe.
There we go. All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. It's a happy place we work at.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
It truly is a happy place.
She's just a big hoe. There's one here. Everybody's giddy today.
Giddy city. Hey, caught the sniper.
Yeah.
Madonna says that Michelle stinks, and Michelle says that
and you know what? You
Madonna's
should have,
a hoe.
You should have that sound effect handy for any time somebody says she's just a big hoe.
That'll be the go-to sound. She's just a big hoe.
Oh, yeah. God.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I heard about your trouble with Batu. Thought I'd come to lend a hand.
Thank you, my son.
He's fought you. He's my own student.
The five city monks, they've all been killed. It was Batu and his gang.
Where's Batu now?
Well, I'm not really sure. What do we do?
As for Batu, deal with him as you think fit.
The Don and Mike Show.
They take the tongue boat to Tuna Town. Don and Mike.
As it turns out, guys have shown up for the how much bologna can you get in your pants contest.
No women?
No women yet. It is National Bologna Day. And we have a DVD player to give away. And I don't know. Rob and I were just sitting around. How much bologna can you get in your underpants?
Valid question.
So here's how we're going to do it. I think in the next break, we're going to bring the guys in, boys and girls, if they show up.
Right.
We mentioned that you have to be topless, so you'll be virtually naked. Except
you're not going to want to see the guy that's out there in the lobby topless.
Well, the rules is rules, Mike.
No, I'm terrified already.
These rules have been approved by the corporate demons. If you're topless with your underpants, and what we do is, what we've decided, the fairest way to do this is to weigh each contestant.
Right.
Then have them fill their underpants with as much bologna as possible.
Right.
Then we will reweigh. And the person who has...
Conventional scale?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Person with the most bologna in their pants, in their underpants, gets $250 and a DVD five-disc player.
I really hate to be a wet blanket on all of this, but I believe a conventional scale will not work.
Why?
I think you'll see when you see one of these contestants come in here.
It's a pretty good scale. It's the one you got me. I think it goes up to 340 pounds.
Well, it's going
to
be broken today.
Really?
And also,
good winner.
Also, still to come, the bikini karate babes.
Ooh, right.
From their website. But now it's time for a very, very quick edition. We don't have theme music for this, do we?
No, we don't.
For Stump the Stoop?
Can we
play
some real quick?
Do we just some dumb, wacky music?
Yeah, I think I
All right, here's the deal. If you, the home listener, want to win some prizes, and we got tons of stuff. We have Sopranos prize packs, this Nicolas Cage DVD Wind Talkers, Spider-Man DVDs, Guns N' Roses tickets, Masks for Halloween, James Bond 007 DVDs. I am a savant when it comes to music, when it comes to records. And I play records as a disc jockey for so long that I can identify the intro of a song
in 1 second.
In 1 second. And we've done this before with Top 40. We have done this with Disco.
Right.
The category selected today has been selected as Classic Rock.
Classic Rock.
Classic Rock.
Here's your theme music.
Where I will play Stump the Stoop. Hi, yeah. There's the distinctive theme that everybody knows is Stump the Stew.
I like that. This is a Weemawet.
This is a game that actually, how pathetic is this? I used to play with my friends when I was a young disc jock climbing the ladder. We'd get bombed at night,
right?
And we'd sit around in a radio station and put a record on, and we would actually have contests to see who could be the first to name the title, the artist, the time on the record, the intro on the record, and then the tiebreakers were always label,
right?
Color of the record label, uh-huh. And if you really got stuck, flip side.
And you don't require anybody to do all that elaborate stuff.
No.
You just try to guess the song.
This is just flat out Stump the Stew.
Kind of a version of Name That Tune.
Now, Rob is going to be loading these machines up. I have no idea what CDs have been selected.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All I know is that they are classic rock. Now, obviously, the theme is not one of the songs. Are you ready to load one up?
Yeah.
Now, do I get to play you as an example?
As
first?
An example, sure.
Pick, all right.
Pick one, Robbie, and load it in there.
All right.
And now, neither one of us, now, don't look at the box.
I can't see it from over here anyway.
I'm not looking either. Rob will put it in the machine.
Ready to go.
Cue up a cut. And
CD2.
CD2. Mike, I can name it in 3 seconds.
I can name it in 2.
I can name it in 1.
All right.
Well, that's how I've ruined it for you.
You have. I mean, I'm only
all right, I'll give you
a chance to play.
All right, I'll give you. All right, Mike, name it in 2 seconds. That's the wrong cut. That's not a real.
What the hell is that?
You idiot. What are you doing?
Well, all I should have gone by the box.
Johnny?
Yeah, I'm stupid.
What did he? What did he do?
I have no idea. It says it on the
right. No, I'm kidding you, Rob.
I'm kidding.
Of course.
Rob Buzz has a guess.
Rod Stewart, isn't that Maggie May?
Yeah, but it's not the single.
Not the single version.
No, that's true.
You know what, Buzz? Hey,
Buzz won.
You know what, Rob? You weren't wrong. I take it back.
And Buzz, we're gonna have that Chief Moose's press conference when that comes up also.
Absolutely,
right?
Should be 6 or a little after, and we're watching just in case he's early.
We're making the big announcement, hopefully.
Right. We caught the bad guys. And Buzz, you were right. That is the album version of Maggie May. All right, we'll pull something else then, Robbie.
All right.
Wow. Hey, Buzz, you were the winner on that. And you would have stumped me because I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that beginning. But I fancy myself classic rock would be something that I would know better than others. So can I play again?
Yes, it's a true battle. Rob, what are you doing? Yo, you got one? You've already got one.
Right.
My apologies.
All right, I can name that tune in 5 seconds.
4.
3.
2.
1.
1 second.
I have
the answer, Mike. It is Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies.
I wouldn't have gotten it. You're the stoop. I mean, stump. I didn't stump the stoop. That's what I didn't do.
All right, now we'll try it with someone on the telephone. Okay?
All right.
And I didn't know that was classic rock.
I wouldn't have counted that as classic rock either.
So that's about as far away from classic rock
like
as you can get.
Top 40.
Mm-hmm.
It's like top 40. You want to pick another one, Rob?
Yeah.
Or do you need more time to analyze the CDs? Am I putting you on the spot here?
No, it's all right. Go ahead.
All right. Then, Mike, I'll name it in 5.
4.
3.
2.
Okay, 2.
Thank you.
You're on.
All right.
2 seconds.
The Police, Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Wrong. Every Little Thing She Does Is Make.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic.
Great song.
But that's how you play Stump the Stew.
It's getting close to classic rock, too.
Okay. All right. Load another one in there.
Right, now you're going to play with the general public.
You got it.
You're going to play with some civilians now.
Let's see. Hi, Doug. Doug is my show. Who is this?
This is Paul.
Paul, where are you from?
Brendan. I called in yesterday about the trade you guys were making for Trent Green.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I told him not to make that trade.
Right.
Yeah, I was telling Mike not to make that trade. That was me.
I went in back in and reversed everything because of you.
Yes. Yeah,
smart move.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hey, this is Joe from the San Francisco Bay Area.
All right, Joe, here you go. I can name this classic rock in 5 seconds.
3.
I'll give you a shot at 3 seconds. You ready?
Yep.
But you can't do any of this BS like I can't hear the telephone.
Yeah, and I reserve the right to be the classic rock police during this segment.
Okay, now, Rob is choosing the music.
Okay.
And 3 seconds go.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Free Fallin'.
Pretty darn good.
Winner.
Winner.
Winner. Winner. But now I am able to match him if I can name one in 3 seconds as well.
Okay.
And then we go to 2 seconds.
Very good.
You got one for me, Rob?
Yep.
Okay. Load it up. Again, I'm not privy to this, so I get 3 seconds. Oh, Kinks. All of the day and all of the night. I'm out. All right, you ready for round number two?
Let's go.
Okay, so now you have to name this one in 2 seconds. 2 seconds.
Ready.
This thing queue up, and these are slow machines. Good luck.
That was... Oh, shoot.
I got it.
The Black Magic Woman, Santana, and I know that's wrong.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that was a tough one.
Black Magic Woman by Santana. Good one. Now, if I could name the next one in 2 seconds... You're a master at this. We're going to go to the one sound.
The 1 second round.
All right. You got one for me, Robbie? All right. Now I got to name the next one in 2 seconds or this guy's a winner. Is this the cut?
Yep.
Okay. And here we go. Oh. Low down. Busquets. You don't think it's got this classic rock?
No.
Now that's classic rock.
No.
I think it is.
You think this is classic rock?
It's not like Headbangers, but yeah, I think you could get away with this on a classic rock station.
Oh,
holy. Yeah, sure. Buzz, love Buzz Skaggs. All right, now we're down to crunch time. 1 second. You got to name this song in 1 second. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Good luck, and here it is.
That was Wild Night by Ben Morrison.
That is strong. Wow.
Wow. He's good.
Wow.
All right.
Ben Morrison during his really effed up period.
Now I got to name this one in 1 second or you're a big winner. God damn, you're good at this.
I try.
1 second. Here we go. Frankenstein, Edgar Winner.
There you go.
Now
I wish you could play that one longer.
All right, you won a prize already. Let's just continue to see which one of us loses first.
Are you guys going
to
keep doing it with 1 second?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
You've already won, the Sopranos prize pack.
Right on.
You'll love this. Don't miss the Sopranos Sunday at 9 on HBO, new episodes. And you've also won the complete third season, now available on DVD. Okay, name this classic rock in 1 second. Here you go.
Can I do it?
That already won.
Mike, what is it?
Hurts So Good, John Cougar.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Classic rock. Now I'm going to have to call that.
Yeah, excuse me, but Bob Skaggs was?
Yeah.
All right.
Classic rock. All right, now, Robbie, give me one. If I can name it in a second, I will have defeated yet another contender. He will simply be a pretender, not a contender. Going through our vast array of CDs, you got it queued up?
Yeah, number 2.
Got number 2. Got 1 second. Here we go. Oh, Jet by Paul McCartney. Right? Well, you're a good player.
Sir, it's been an honor and a privilege.
So
one of the best players we've ever had.
Yeah. Sopranos prize pack. That's from HBO. Thanks. Hold on a second, okay?
Thank you, sir. Go Giants.
Right, go Giants.
Go Giants.
They won last night, didn't they?
Yes.
They did. Gotcha. Hold on a second.
3-game series now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon.
Hey, hi, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Hey. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Something tells me.
Hey, how are you going to do better in this round?
Something tells me the level. Hold on. I think I did okay in that round, but I mean, I think the level of player is diminishing here.
Yeah, this could be a rout.
Easy picking.
But I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Tell you what, why don't you start?
Okay, I'll go 5 seconds.
I can do it in 4.
3.
You're on. Ready?
All right, ready.
Here it is.
It's Lemon Touching and Squeezing.
Journey.
Journey.
Right.
Wow. Damn. I'm pretty impressed for a guy who sounded like a dumb guy.
Russ Valerie.
Hey!
Well, come on, you didn't... Yeah, you have to name it in 3, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You didn't kind of sound like a dumb guy when we picked up the phone.
Good-bye-dabba-doo-noon.
But you did well. Okay, so I have 3 seconds.
Yep.
To name one as well.
Should be a piece of cake for you, Don.
There you go. Oh, that's a good time to roll. Cars. I had it like in a second and a half.
Now you guys both go on to 2 seconds.
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
2 seconds.
And, of course, the preliminary round, the initial round, is always the bidding round.
So now you got to name this one in 2 seconds to stay alive.
I'm ready.
And, and what you call, we're on FM now, right?
Yeah, 98.7 KFH.
Very good.
Beautiful. All right, like hearing that. Good luck. 2 seconds. Here you go.
Oh, I don't know what it is.
Can I get it? I'm sorry. You get this.
It's
your game.
It's my game.
Your game. Yes.
The boys are back in town. Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, I hear it now.
We went to a concert. Tribute question for you.
Yeah.
Where another band did this, and we absolutely loved it.
Was it Huey Lewis?
It was indeed.
Yeah.
And in their own stuff.
That means if I name 1 and 2, you, my friend, are a big loser.
Well, that's beside the point. I probably already am.
Poor guy. He's having a confidence issue.
I'm in Kansas.
Have some self-esteem. Here you go. 2 seconds for me. On the clock. Go. Beatles, got to get you into my life. Is that it?
That is right.
Yeah, right. Been nice destroying you. Bye, my friend. And hit it.
I was alone, I did a ride, I didn't know what I would find.
Yeah, that's faggy classic rock. That's like,
but it counts, I guess.
That's a
counts.
Faggy Beatles song.
Absolutely.
All right, let me try one more person. Another, let's see, who's this? Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hi, who's this?
Jason.
Jason from
Green Bay.
On WNFL.
I have confidence in Jason.
All right, Jason.
This is Jason. What's up, Doc? How are you doing?
Jason, go ahead. You can start the bidding.
4.
3. I said 3.
Okay, I'm going to quit there.
So if I name in 3, I beat you.
All right, I'll screw it 2.
Okay, good. That's the spirit. That's how you play the game.
All right.
2 seconds. Good luck. I got it, incidentally.
Oh, God. Phil Collins. Oh, God. What the hell is the name of that song?
That would be In the Air Tonight.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Not too overplayed by radio.
Oh, my God.
Not too run into the ground by every goddamn station. You hear this in the dentist's office now at the soft rock station.
And a song surrounded by myth. That concert where he looked down at the guy and it's all BS.
I wouldn't call this classic rock. It's classic junk. Yuck.
I love it.
P.U. All right, goodbye, my friend.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Yeah, go Packers.
All right.
Yeah, hey there.
Hey, I haven't even mentioned wearing the Packers rugby shirt today. And
yes.
I had my very nice, it's cold enough I could finally wear that Packers leather jacket.
Where's November 4th, my friend?
And they got the sniper today, so once again, your lucky Packer colors.
Coming through. And we got time for one more. Hi, Don and Mike, who's this?
It's Mike.
Hi, Mike, where are you from?
I'm from Ashburn.
Ashburn, Virginia.
On WJFK.
Ashburn.
I can name it in 5.
I can name it in 2.
See, now there is a man with confidence. Yeah. He goes right from 5 to 2.
It's a wonderful strategy, but you have the option to name it in 1.
Yeah, but I'll do it, though. I mean, I want to give our listeners a chance.
This is true.
Are you ready?
Sure.
2 seconds.
Hollywood Nights by Bob Seger.
That was very, very quick.
Correct. You're right.
I used to really like Bob Seger. I didn't until he got overplayed.
I hate him now, though.
I mean, what's up about overplayed?
Yeah, but he's one of those bands that got overplayed, and then they didn't play him for like 10 years.
Right.
Even now when they play him, you go...
Because he was so burnt.
You go, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of TV commercials, too, you know.
Oh, goddamn.
Like a rock.
Like a rock.
Think of that.
All right. Load one up for me, Robbie, at two. 2 seconds on Stump the Stoop.
Two. But you know, somewhere, I bet Bob Seger's like... pulling crumbs out of his beard and counting his money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just on that Chevrolet crap.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, 2 seconds. Here we go. Is that...
Oh.
I know it.
You beat me if you know it. I don't know it.
What is it, sir?
I don't know.
Is it David Bowie, Suffragette City?
Yeah. Is it?
Wow.
Hey. We have our first victory for listen.
You're right.
God damn it.
I want to get through, but that's the first time I ever got through.
I should have known that.
He's got a, he's done Ashburn Proud.
Wow. Christ, I'm not a good loser. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Look at my ass. I should have known this one.
Oh. Pretty easy, I would think, for you.
Yeah. You know, I heard that opening and I was thinking Come As You Are by Nirvana.
Wow, you know.
Okay, congratulations.
Bam, bam. Thank you, man.
You won the Sopranos prize back. Also, let me give you the DVD of Windwalkers with Nicolas Cage.
Very good.
And the White Wolf Mask for Halloween from AnnieMask.com. Wow, way to go.
I know I won, but can I get the GNR tickets instead of the mask?
You know you want Guns N' Roses?
Yeah,
to
the mask.
No, with the mask. What the hell?
Okay, cool.
Guns N' Roses with Mixed Mask Mike at MCI Center December 9th. Just because I'm such a bad loser. Mm-hmm. Let's just play for 1 second.
One more round. Let's see if you can do yourself proud.
You got one in there, Robbie?
Yeah.
Who's going first? Me or you?
Your choice.
You can go first.
Okay. 1 second. God, way to go on that. Jesus, I should have had that. Why, you're a good player. I guess that makes the game better.
Yeah, it does. Makes it more exciting.
Okay, here we go. 1 second. That would be CCR. Christ. Hello? What are you doing?
No line was ringing.
I know I am doing the only thing I'm good in the world at.
And I was doing my job. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could paint a picture for you, what just happened? Don was like in his moment of concentration, and Lisa was answering a wrong number on our special secret line here in the studio.
It's a little warm for December 27th, isn't it?
That was a very, very funny moment.
Fortunate Son,
exactly
by
right.
CCR. Oh. Sorry. I had it. I was saying, I heard the baronet, and all of a sudden...
Now you give this guy a chance?
Yeah. Lisa came rushing by me, and I hear... did you hear that on the air?
It was on.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Very loud.
Oh, she doesn't like
She's that. Not a quiet talker.
She doesn't like that.
She's just coming to flip me off again, though.
Well, no,
she's not a quiet talker, especially since I thought she was the bad breath call.
You thought that's who I was calling.
I thought, that's who I thought you were calling.
All right, but 1 second.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Sir, did you get it?
No, you know what? The phones are out.
The phones are out.
Oh, dear.
Everybody hit the delay button because Lisa came in and dropped the F-bomb on Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow. It's a giddy city today.
Wow.
Man, oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's crazy in here.
Nutty. Boy, oh, boy. Nutty buddy.
Right. A lot of goofalas around here today.
Now we're just waiting, the kookalas, waiting for the phones to recharge. See, I hear the delay.
Yes.
The guy in the back room hit the delay. The guy upstairs hit the delay. The guy watching the guy hit the delay.
And he could actually let it go. It was way off in the distance. F you.
I didn't even hear it.
I didn't hear it.
It was at the same time as...
I heard it. I was looking at it.
Same time as the song was starting.
Face to face.
F you.
F you.
F you, F boy.
F you.
Any second now.
Any second now.
What the hell is the deal?
We should pause a moment to ramp fast.
We have to pause? How do we pause while we're doing a radio
show?
There you
go. You got it.
All right. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right. Here it is. Good luck.
That sounds like In the Long Run by the Eagles.
Negative. I'm going to guess Joe Walsh, Rocky Mountain Way. Let's listen.
Nope.
Wow.
Isn't it In the Long Run?
Rocky Mountain Way is different, totally different.
No, but I mean, In the Long Run, didn't he have it right?
Earned him.
Yeah.
Why do we say no?
You've thrown me off my game. The guy's a winner. He's a winner.
He had it.
Wow, you threw me off. Jeez, did you hear that? I just lost on the Long Run.
I'm sorry. That was an easy one. Even I knew that.
Oh, man.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Cut the phones out.
Your breath stinks.
Oh, no!
Kidding, darling.
Okay,
goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. All right, the guy on the phone's a big winner. He's a big winner.
Yes, he is.
And this has been a very, very humbling day on Stump the Soup, ladies and gentlemen.
But at least we got a theme song for it.
Wow. Got beat twice in one day. Way to go, listeners.
Yeah, you got a little rattled in the end of the round.
Can't make an excuse, Mike. Got beat fair and square.
Well, in fairness to you, you weren't always playing the classic rock hits.
No, but I like it like that. I like it just better every once in a while. It's how am I going to hold my head up at the next disc jockey meeting?
I know.
Don't worry, Don. I'll fix it so the listener loses next time.
He will, too.
But I will anyway. I don't care.
There you go.
Thank you, Robbie. Okay, we have four contestants for the bologna contest.
Ah, good.
And we have the bikini babes.
Wow.
Let me ask the producer to produce. Hey, producer?
Yeah.
What would you recommend here, the bikini babes or the baloney guys?
Let's start with some baloney guys. We have five here now.
Okay, five. All right, and are they all guys?
Yes, so far.
Of course.
Great. Did they bring their own baloney?
Yes, they did.
All right, fantastic.
Right on.
All right.
Rockin'.
See you in a minute.
Very good.
Bye-bye. There she is, Lisa Altwood. We will be right back with the bikini. No, I'm sorry, the baloney guys.
We want the bikini ladies to come in first, but we're going to have the baloney men first.
Baloney men. How much baloney can you get in your pants? Coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
The Don and Mike Show.
Promoting testicular self-examination. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm fine. No.
One's a little larger.
Buzz?
Yes.
They're equal. Okay. What, Robbie?
That sounds great.
That's what it was for.
Better.
How about you, Lily? Oh, I see. Zero.
Zero.
I thought you were showing me the size. Zero. It's time for how much baloney can you put on your underpants?
Yay.
Joining us are Vincent, Michael, another Michael, Matthew, and Kurt.
Way too many Michaels on the show in these contests.
Let's bring in Vincent.
Hate that name.
Now, these guys are playing for $250 and a... this guy's got to be last.
Hello, Vincent.
This guy has to be last.
You want me last, Don? Not a problem.
He's got to be last. There's a very good chance he's going to break the scale.
And he's going to win.
They're playing for $250 and a Panasonic 5-disc DVD player.
Ooh, very good.
Experience the nonstop action, cool sophistication, and excitement of James Bond. Seven classic 007 titles you do win if you're the winner here on how much baloney can you get in your pants.
This is Michael H., who is our second contestant,
and
who has been moved to the head of the line.
You see, it is National Baloney Day.
Yes, and who doesn't like baloney? I love baloney.
Baloney in your underpants.
I like that. Have you ever had a good fried baloney sandwich?
Yeah.
Never have.
Really?
Never have.
Oh, that's
literally. Not a fan of the baloney.
You don't like baloney?
No. Michael?
Michael. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Listen, I don't mean to be gay, but And then we're really running against the time constraint.
We are, and we got that Chief Moose thing coming up.
And we got the bikini babes. So what you got to do is just take your shirt and your pants off.
And then just, do you want him just to dive in and shove his.
Well,
much
we got to weigh him first without the bologna in his underpants.
All right, very good.
Dear.
Oh, dear. You know, I just, this just one woman would have made this
mess. You guys are the ones that want to be naked.
This is gay.
Yeah, it's very gay. Okay, now step on the scale.
Hold on one sec.
You got to tap it first, right, Ron?
Right. Give it a second to zero out. How you doing, sir? Hop on.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's five. Oh, and the prizes. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. That's why she is radio's number one producer. It's a $500 prize. Thank you.
236. That's
236.3.
Do you want to do the points, Rob?
Got to.
All right.
Oh, what do you point at? Is nuts?
Yeah, camel toe.
Yeah.
Why do you say these?
236 point what, Ron?
236.3.
All right. And
I guess we all don't have to score it if we're weighing these guys, right?
Okay, go ahead. Put now you got to unwrap the bologna.
Yes.
See, they should have done this in advance of coming in here. Yeah. These guys should unwrap their bologna before they come in.
This is highly unpleasant.
All right, he has sliced bologna.
What kind of is it? Gwaltney?
It's the cheapest kind.
Yeah,
of
yes, it is.
Sure. Right.
Gwaltney, great bologna.
Very good.
Okay, start putting the bologna in your underpants.
All right. Now, we're not counting. This is all going to be done by weight. So, you can put the whole thing in there.
A whole big package.
Oh, you know what? There's a combination of sock, underwear, and bologna.
You have to take them out of the wrapper. You have to take the bologna out of the wrapper.
Fair enough.
That's the idea.
And, Rollo, I never thought I would say this, but why don't you tell the guys out in the hall to start disrobing now? Jesus.
All right. And that is some stinky-ass bologna. I don't mind telling you.
And the guy is standing in front of us now in his underpants.
Are you getting the odor yet? The odor of bologna and
yeah.
Guy?
Yeah. Michael, how you doing?
This is
how's it feel in there?
Liberating.
Does it feel good in there?
Now I notice that you're avoiding the genital area.
Yeah.
But you're packing the bologna.
He's just trying packing.
He's packing the bologna in all sides now around his buttocks. And see?
Now we might have slippage. Okay. We might have slippage.
Slippage.
All still in there.
So do you want to see one in the general area, Donna?
No, I don't want. Listen, it's up to you. Listen, which one of us is standing here putting bologna in his underpants? All right, is that it for you?
All right, now hold on. You got to tap it first.
Now wait for it to zero.
Now you can't hold the bologna. You got
to
make sure.
Put your hands at your head.
Right. On your head, right.
Have to put your hands on your head.
Right. He's getting on. Oh, dear.
So gay.
Oh, dear. I can't
wait. Stay still.
What is it?
Hold on. It's zero. It's finding its end. Hold on. Don't laugh, sir. You're only going to prolong it.
See, this is a digital scale that keeps jumping around.
Here comes the butt shot.
The gayest thing.
It is.
God damn.
Come on. There it is. 242.5.
242.5.
Oh, yeah.
All right, bring the next contestant in.
All right, thank you, sir. Take your clothes out of here. Get all your stuff. Take all your stuff.
Just
police your station. Police your station.
Put your underpants. Let's get Michael, the other Michael in here. Michael.
This is Michael R. who's coming in here. Hurry up, Michael.
And, Robbie, let's get Mike 4 in play here so we can actually, Mike 3, we can actually talk to these guys.
Come on, Michael.
That was, he had 6.2.
Michael R., enter in sign, please.
Now listen, guys, I must tell you something. Don't dress yet. Keep your bologna in your underpants. In case of a tie,
right?
We will have a bologna eat-off where guys will eat slices of bologna out of their underpants.
With a time limit.
Yes, to see who can eat the most.
In
a minute.
A minute.
All right, here's our next
one. We need Michael R. Where is he?
Michael R.
Ready?
Jesus Christ.
Come on, Michael R.
Rob, did you tell him to get naked?
I told them.
All right, here he comes.
Here he is.
I brought lots of bologna. I had to unwrap.
Look at these guys.
Was that him talking? All right.
I don't know. Hi, what's your name, sir?
Matt.
Hi, Matt.
No, this is Matthew S.
Now, Matt, we didn't say this is against the rules.
No, it shows creativity.
He is actually duct taping the legs of his underpants.
You know what? It's initiative.
To his legs.
Don't give the duct tape to anybody. All right. You know, Don, for the fact that we didn't promote this at all, this is turning out to be a fine little game. All right.
I didn't think anybody would show up for this.
Tap the scale first.
Okay, it's on. Go ahead. Stand on and put your hands on your head.
All right, hands on the head.
And we'll find the current weight of
Michael.
Perfectly
still.
And here we go.
Whoa.
Almost that time. 184.3
for Matthew S. Go, Matthew. Get that baloney in your pants quickly.
There's Buzz and I share a special moment there.
Yeah. What was the special moment there?
It's nothing. It just
ain't as silly, basically.
It's just a moment when you're carefully, meticulously taking the notes about the...
Taking it very seriously, as I am. I wish everybody in the room was.
Yeah.
This is not funny. We're not here to laugh.
The guy is putting underwear in his... bologna in his underpants, right. And Rob is working the scale, and I just looked over at Buzz, and I realized it's just... Me looking, hi, buddy. Hi.
Remember that movie we saw when the guy had like the oversized beanbag? Kind of looks like that right now.
Or the guy with the giant balls?
Right. Now, Rob, what was the pound differential on our first contestant?
Oh, 6.2, Mike.
6.2 pounds.
So that's what this guy has to be to do it.
And everyone should know that we're not going by ounces. We're going by decimal points. So that is not 6 pounds, 2 ounces.
Now, I have a question for the judges.
Pence.
The fact that he's using duct tape, does that add to the weight?
No, I think the duct tape is just a good move. You know, I mean, what the heck?
Was done with the duct tape on.
What's that?
He said his tear weight was done with the duct tape on.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good grocery term, tear weight.
But no more duct tape for you, okay?
Michael, what kind of a bologna are you using, sir?
Oscar Mayer quality bologna.
That's yeah.
Best you can buy.
My bologna has a first name. You know, we all know that.
Would a guy be disqualified for using pimento loaf?
And that one is just going right down his butt crack.
Buzz, I would say we want bologna. That's the pure form of bologna.
I'm just checking on the
just
fine
point. That's what I grew up on, the Oscar Mayer bologna.
Yeah.
Buzz is going to have to wait until pimento loaf does.
You know, it's a better smelling bologna.
Oh, of course.
All right, there we go.
Oh, God damn. Look at this guy.
Hold on.
This guy.
Now,
Michael, you want to put your hands on your head.
How do you feel right now, Michael?
Like a Matthew.
Okay. Oh, is your name Matthew?
Oh, he's Matthew. That's
you're
right.
Matthew, I'm sorry. How do you feel, Matthew?
Like more of a man.
I don't believe you.
Stand perfectly still, please.
See what the differential is.
I'm now staring at a guy wearing underpants full of bologna. The guy's naked except his underpants.
It's a wonderfully stinky little studio right now.
Stay perfectly still.
This is the dumbest, gayest thing ever.
This is a great contest.
The scale. God damn it.
Who would buy this scale?
Me. For you.
That's right. The stiller you stand, the faster you can get out of here.
What is the deal with the scale?
I have no idea.
Don't we just have a regular scale here at the station?
No.
It's not as accurate, and it's accurate once he stops moving.
He needs to stand.
He doesn't look to me like he's moving at all.
He's moving.
Except to breathe.
There it is, 194.1.
Oh, my God, what an incredible performance.
How many, nice going, Matthew, your feelings?
Chilly.
So now, don't remove the bologna until you're out of the studio, please.
Oh, no, and don't even remove them.
Yes, keep the bologna.
Because you might have to eat it.
What's the bologna weight, Rob?
I've come up with 10.9.
Wow.
10.8.
Right, let's bring in the next contestant. It should be Kurt.
Kurt?
Hey, Rob.
You don't have to pardon me if I'm Kurt with you, but time is of the essence.
I'm going to double check it.
Yeah, if it was 184.3 and 194.1,
wait,
it would be 9....
I think it might be 9.8.
Here's another guy fully clothed.
Oh, all right.
Okay. There you go. Take them off.
What's your name, sir?
Kurt.
Kurt, step up to the microphone, please. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right, tap the scale, Kurt. All right, it's ready for you. Go ahead. All right, hop
hands on
there.
Head.
And Mike, there is a girl here. Oh, fantastic. Oh,
and, Rob, what was that differential again?
9.8.
9.8, right.
All right, let's get the current weight here on Kurt.
Stay very still, Kurt.
We apparently have the most temperamental scale in the world.
Well, Don, Bologna Day craves accuracy. That's the earmark of Bologna Day.
Bologna Day. And where did we read that it's National Bologna Day?
You got to keep still, Kurt. You're wiggling all over the place.
Well, Lisa found it on one of her wacky websites.
155.
155. All right, ready? Start with the bologna.
Go ahead, sir.
Let's get the girl ready.
Oh,
now.
Good. He's got his bologna ready. That's you know, I wish we could add a bonus for that.
Because all the other guys have had to unwrap their packages.
Did you bring Don Diet Vanilla Coke also?
Word, bitch. Nope.
Hey, thank you, my friend.
Word, bitch.
No, I think he used deli bologna.
This is straight up from the deli. Good stuff.
Hey, yeah, nothing wrong with that. We've had three different contestants, three different kinds of bologna.
All right, ready?
All right, here we go. He's supporting his
here.
Oh, it's going to come out your leg. You've got to be careful there.
Very careful.
Be careful.
Hop on.
Okay. Right, hop
stand
on.
Very still.
I know you're wondering.
How do you like this pose, fellas? You like
move
this?
Your foot. Move your foot. Okay. There you go.
I know you're wondering what kind of radio you're listening to today, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new age of radio. I call this the new golden age.
Uh-huh. Wow. Hold still.
Kurt has a little ADD.
The new golden age of radio in which guys come in the studio, strip to their underpants, oh, and girls, and we see who's going to get the most.
You're still bouncing, Kurt.
The baloney, not me, man.
Who
can
get the most baloney in their underpants?
You're going to disqualify yourself.
You're going to be disqualified if you keep bouncing.
You're going to have to be very still. Not moved.
Kurt.
I got a bunch of baloney in my pants.
Baloney again.
The scale sucks ass.
Kurt was the one that was always held after school, I'm sure. Yeah.
Hey, but look, he's a good boy. He brought me the diet of vanilla Coke.
That's straight up from Zoe Brothers, man.
Thank you,
and
my
the Grove Market in Ocean City. I drove all the way up here.
Kurt, you're doing a really, really good job not moving.
Or talking.
Wait, this is not 96 Rock? Ocean City, good man.
163-2.
Does that make me a finalist, fellas?
It makes you my favorite. All
right. Collect your baloney.
Oh, no.
Let's bring Nancy in.
All right, Nancy. Rob, what was the differential for Kurt?
I'll leave that.
The baloney weight?
8.2.
8.2. That makes you solidly in second place. All right.
Step on up, ma'am. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you? How's it going?
Hi.
Hi, where are you from?
I'm from Arlington.
Arlington, Virginia?
Yep.
Okay. You got a shirt's got to go. The jacket's got to go. The bra's got
to
go.
Then we have to have the pre-weight and the post-baloney weight.
The sweatpants have to go.
Right.
And
it's wonderful to have a girl.
Now the contest is getting good.
Very, very exciting.
Now the contest is getting good.
Now, will we have a female category? No, it's all, everybody for themselves.
Each man for himself.
Very good.
Well, what, ma'am?
Guys are like 200 pounds.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. It's the baloney weight.
It's how much baloney you can get.
That's why we take the total weight before and the total weight after. That's why we're doing it that way.
How much baloney you can get into the... But see, now she...
Well, she's at a disadvantage. She's got a tiny pair of panties on.
She is a tiny, pretty woman. How old are you, ma'am?
I'm
34. 34.
Huh?
Good for 34.
All right, now we're going to have the pre-weight here.
Well put together.
Tiny little thing.
All right.
A wisp of a thing.
Wow, she is.
You can see her ribs.
It's a 1-0.
Honey, you got to eat more.
Just be very still.
108.
108 flat.
108, okay.
108.
Is that all right?
Yep. Yes. No. She's topless. She's beautiful.
And now we are ready to have you, Nancy, shove the baloney into your panties.
And suddenly it becomes...
And suddenly it sounds better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Much better.
I would have brought more.
I know. Some of the guys have had... Well, I know Matthew just had a ton of baloney.
And Mike, I'm sure you'll agree with me.
Yeah, let me help you with that.
Suddenly this has become... erotic. No longer is it a gross competition simply with men and their stinking underpants. Now we have a nearly naked woman. And here she goes with the first bit of bologna in her pants. And how does that bologna feel against your skin?
Wow.
She's going to have a hard time packing it in there.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Wow, look at that.
That almost looks like she had something she wasn't supposed to have.
But the crying game.
It looks like a scene out of The Crying Game, isn't it?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I had to remind myself it was baloney.
Hello.
Thank you guys, rule. I'd like to come in and have my baloney weighed and give Joe Ardinger a raise.
Oh, the Joe Ardinger guy, get out of here, please.
All right, hop on the scale, Nancy.
I can get anything.
You can hold on to your baloney. That's okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And let's see how
I'm afraid
do.
It's not going to be a significant weight difference.
I don't think
109.8.
Look at how much better the scale responds to a woman who can control her.
Absolutely. Let's give her a round of applause.
1.8.
And Nancy, you can cover up to go out there with all those other smelly guys out there. Absolutely. Can Nancy take Don? Nancy wants to know if she can take the baloney out of her panties.
Oh, please.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, please do. We got a break.
Absolutely.
Really should. Uh-huh.
You know what?
What's the deal with Moose Buzz?
Not speaking yet, but it looks like they're getting ready soon.
All right. Well, then here's... Well, you know what? God damn it. We don't want to miss the Moose News Conference.
No, we don't. We break in if we're in the middle of commercials?
I don't think we can.
Really?
On the network. We'd have to tape.
Now,
The news networks are doing videotape right now. I think you might be safe. I can always roll a backup tape here.
Yeah, roll tape on it. That we'll hear it when we come back from spots either way.
Right.
I never thought I would say this on the show, but we may actually have to bump a guest.
Yeah.
Yes, we may have to bump the Bikini Karate Babes.
The show is being jam-packed, and it has to do with the press conference, and we still have, I believe, two more contestants in the bologna contest.
This is impossible for me to believe.
Unless, of course, the Karate Babes brought bologna to put in their underwear.
I don't think so. This is a show where we never have anything going.
I know. It's incredible.
But all of a sudden, we're so jam-packed today. Thank you. Nice meeting you. I'm wasting time here flapping my gums. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Van Wilkinson.
The Don and Mike Show.
With or without lubricant, they're still two of the best jerks around, Don and Mike.
All right, we've worked things out now. The press conference, the Moose press conference about the catching of the serial snipers in D.C. is not going to happen until our show's over, right, Bud?
That's correct, 7 p.m.
Keep moving it back. Well, this is good because we'll continue. We'll finish with the bologna in your underpants game.
Amen.
And then we'll still be able to bring in the girls from the Bikini Karate video game.
Fantastic. Wow. We got Michael R. right now, and Michael R. has an S-load of bologna.
Is it opened already?
Yes, sir.
I hope so. Hi, Mike, where are you from?
I am from Centerville.
All right, beautiful.
Say hi to my wife real quick.
Sure.
Hi, Joey.
Playing for $500.
What was his starting weight, Rob?
244.7.
244.7. All right, ready?
A quick question for you guys.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
We have sharing of bologna out there right now.
That's okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, just the sheer nastiness back.
This is a very, very scientific
test. Just remember that, you know, once bologna, you know, once you have sex with someone, you're having sex with everyone they've ever had sex with.
Once you put someone else's bologna in your pants, you put the bologna that's been in every other pair of pants.
That's cold. Thank you, Mike.
I think that might be quite, maybe close.
Once you put someone else's bologna in your pants, you put the bologna in your pants that has been in everybody else's. No, that's not it.
No.
Once you've had sex with someone, you've had sex with everybody that they've had sex with.
Once you put the bologna of someone else in your pants, you've been in the pants of everyone that bologna has been in.
No. Once you've had someone else's bologna, you've had all the bologna they've ever had.
All I know is that
I think we may have a winner here. I'm looking at just the amount of... You also got the deli bologna, right?
No, I believe that's packaged.
Oh, really?
Sure. This is one of the dumbest ideas we've ever had.
Oh, I don't know.
Which has turned out to be pretty friggin' good.
Now, it's a balancing act right now because he's got a ton of bologna in his pants right now. What's the brand of bologna you're using, Mike?
Is it cold?
Chili?
Cold.
Cold brand bologna.
It's chili bologna.
I mean, yeah, again, this is radio. I know it's not
a
visual medium, but you just have to picture these guys and girls. Thank God. Thank you, Nancy. Thank God a woman showed up for this contest.
I didn't mind a bologna sandwich in years past. I'm never going to eat one now.
Naked, except for the underpants, putting as much bologna as possible in their underpants.
All right, Michael is stepping on the scale now with the bologna in his underwear. We're going to see what the differential is. He's remaining very still. We're going to see what happens here, what the total is.
Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away
256.9.
What is it, Robbie?
256.9.
We have a new leader.
Yeah.
How much bologna did he have in his pants? How many pounds?
Four.
The bologna pulling out?
12.2!
12.2 pounds of bologna. And Don, that was the dull splat of the bologna hitting the glass of the scale. You can remove that bologna from the scale, sir.
Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away a five-night, 6-day trip for two to Las Vegas to see a Vero Max, one AAA Tri-V Max. Is Vincent next?
Let's bring Vincent in. This is the guy I was telling you about.
Now, we have a unique,
where do you take a look at this?
We have a unique.
Hello, Tiny.
Here he comes.
Here he comes. Oh, my God.
We have a unique situation.
Sure do.
Vincent. We believe that... Vincent, how much do you weigh, sir?
North of what that scale's going to weigh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Our scale stops at 330 pounds.
If you step on the scale, you will break it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are going to do is ask you to
put the bologna in your pants.
Then when you get as much bologna as possible in your underpants, we will take the bologna out and we will simply weigh the bologna.
But you have to keep the bologna in your underwear for 5 seconds.
And
he will take the bologna out and weigh the bologna.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to be the guy touching the bologna.
Right. And I believe, Vincent, you have gone to the deli to get your bologna?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, very good.
And bought them off by the contestant.
All right, very good.
Vincent, really, if you don't mind, for those listening at home, how much do you weigh?
At least 450.
At least 450.
450, very good.
All right, and before I start, I want to say I got good German bologna for Rob.
Well, thank you.
Excellent.
Rob, you find your fans in all corners of the world.
And
go ahead, Vincent.
Something tells me Vincent might be the winner.
Well, Vincent has a ton of bologna. Looks like he's bought the German bologna.
And
I'll tell you, with the size of his briefs, the exercise, I must tell you, is effortless for him.
What?
Some of the other contestants had to worry about material. Vincent has a lot of pockets in his.
Wow. If you don't mind me asking, what size are those underpants?
6X.
6X. So the weight size would be...
Who knows what the waist size. 64 inches.
64.
Very good. And Vincent is now...
John Candy-ish.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you, it is going to be a very close competition between, I believe, Michael R. and Vincent. Vincent has a ton of baloney, but he's effortlessly getting this into his pants.
Yeah.
Some of the other contestants have had to worry about the baloney.
I am happy to cover my face. It might be the absolute most horrific thing. And we've done horrific things on this show.
Man, oh man, Vincent is just, you know what?
Watch it.
Who am I kidding? Vincent's got this competition locked.
My God. You must understand.
All right, is that it, Vincent?
This is a 450-pound man,
right?
Naked except his underpants,
right?
And he is filling his underpants.
He's got tons of bologna.
Let me get some distribution.
Slice after slice.
He's getting
bologna.
Most of the bologna seems to be under his navel, which
his
navel, which incidentally is the size of the Baltimore Harbor Tunnel.
There you go. Now,
all right.
Now take the bologna out
and put it on the scale.
And put it on the scale.
Would you put in the bag so it doesn't ruin your nice scale?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about the scale.
Alrighty.
Alright, now he's going to reach into his pants and put the bologna.
And we're not just weighing bologna here, we're weighing bologna and cheese.
God, Buzz.
Jesus Christ.
Nasty, nasty.
This is...
Quit smelling my belly button.
Who farted?
Now, Rob, how is that weighing okay?
I think we are going to have to bag it.
Really?
As it's being added a little at a time, the scale isn't registering. It's going to have to go on as one amount.
Wow.
Notice Rob eagerly. Rob and I are really eager to help him pick up that bologna to the top of the scale.
Let Vincent take care of that.
We're going to let Vincent handle
it. Rob is the bag boy right now.
Yeah, I will tell you, this is the first time that I believe we have a chance of maybe losing some of the bologna.
Hey,
forever.
What are the chances?
Rob is standing in front of Vincent.
Can I?
Hey, Lisa.
Sure you can.
Thank you, buddy.
Why don't you grab a mic and describe what we're seeing here? I'm having trouble.
No, you know what? I can't even look at what's going on here.
Lisa, do you like bologna?
You know what? I really used to like bologna.
I did too.
And I don't think that I can eat a bologna and cheese sandwich ever again.
Honey, aren't you glad you told me it was National Bologna Day?
I'm so
look at what a great
glad.
This
what,
turned into.
All right, we have bagged.
Of me?
We have bagged, and we are preparing the bologna, and now Rob is putting it on the scale.
Robbie, what is
it? Oh, it's going to be close. 12.4.
Oh, Vincent is our winner by 2/10 of a pound.
And goddamn, does it smell in here.
Man, oh man, Vincent, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Michael R., you were just edged out. Unbelievable, but true.
How much bologna a person can get in their underpants?
Now, worth all of it, isn't it, Vincent?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. And Vincent is a man who is comfortable with his underwear.
Vincent got 12.4 pounds of underwear bologna.
Now, are those briefs? Are those stretch? They're boxer briefs. Okay, very good.
Vincent, you won the Panasonic 5-disc DVD player, the 007 titles, the special edition DVD gift set, and
$500 in cash.
Way to go, Vincent.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Vincent.
Thank you.
Paint your palette blue and gray. I'm sure you do that with those briefs.
Everybody else gets the...
more brown and green.
Oh, God.
Everybody else gets the James Bond 007 prize pack. The seven classic 007 titles available now as a special edition DVD gift set. Enjoy that.
And, Don, I have a question. One last question for Vincent. Vincent, will you be taking that baloney home?
No.
Okay, good man. All right, very good.
Well, why don't we just throw it away in here?
Why don't we just leave it out? Because you know someone will eat it.
Give it to the sales room.
You know somebody will eat it.
And thanks to all of our fabulous contestants.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
You know, I'm sure you can offer someone $50 to eat a slice or two of the bologna. I'm sure you got some takers in there somewhere.
We have any cash? Do we have any cash lying around for any of the other contestants? Or not?
Well, I don't know. Hey, hold on a second. Yeah. Ask any of the other contestants, but they'd have to eat it. I mean, they'd have to be in Vincent's underpants, and you'd have to take it out and hand it to them.
You,
ask if there are
that's
any other
why you. That's why you, sir, are P.T. Barnum.
Rob,
I agree. You know what? I agree. We were trying to, like, spice it up. You know, it wouldn't be good in the bag. It would have to go directly from the underwear. How much? $50?
$50.
And they are all coming in.
Now, we'll need Vincent in here.
Vincent, come on in here.
All right, now here are all the contestants.
All right, now the offer is
that I'll give each of you guys who didn't win the contest $50.
Nancy, do you want in on this? No, she doesn't want it.
You take a piece of...
Now, wait, hold it, Vincent. Don't hand it out yet.
Vincent, put it in your underpants first.
You have to put it in your underpants. In the front. All right.
Now,
Vincent, do you have enough slices for everybody that's in here?
We're up against the clock here.
All right, Vincent.
Hold on. They're picking the middle ones here. Hold on.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
That's right. Each individual slice must be against your genitals. There you go, Vincent.
Way to go, Vincent. This is fine. And how much is each contestant going to be paid?
$50.
So each of you get $50 for eating a slice. Hey, Vincent, you want to maybe do a little shaking?
There you go.
There you go. Cook it up a little bit.
Hey, Vincent, why don't you just jump up and down a little bit? And now with your hands,
hold on, don't move.
Kind of just pat around the area.
That's right. You'll have to reach down and get it.
All right, now let's go to our first contestant, who is...
Kurt.
All right. Kurt's getting the first slice of bologna.
Pick whatever one you want, man.
Oh, he's going to reach in and pick
it out. All right. Kurt up on the microphone. Eat the bologna.
Go ahead, Kurt.
Kurt, how is it?
How's the bologna? Right on the microphone, Kurt.
Is that ball cheese? All right. Who's next?
Michael, this guy right here, this is Matthew, right?
Matthew, got your bologna?
Matthew, go ahead. Dig in.
Oh, yeah.
$50 for Matthew. There we go. How's it taste, Matthew?
How is it? Now, these guys are eating...
I like man love.
These guys are eating bologna that's come directly out of Vincent's underpants.
Okay, do we have Michael R.? Michael R., who was two-tenths of a point away from winning the contest. If you eat that bologna, $50.
I know
you
don't want to hear it, but I'm just so bummed that he got someone else's bologna when I brought all mine myself.
I know. It's a drag.
Come on, just eat it.
Eat your bologna and get $50.
Eat your bologna. Very nice.
Eat it. And who's last?
Finally.
This is...
Matt?
Matthew. All right.
Matthew, did you reach in and pull out your piece of...
I did.
Okay, eat it.
All right, very good. Go ahead, Matthew.
Gross. Okay, there you go. That's $50.
You guys were terrific. Give yourselves a round of applause. Nice job.
Get out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
All
right
of
now.
Get out of here.
Thank you very much. Jesus. Thanks for participating.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is maybe the funniest and also most revolting thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Thank really you. Didn't think it would turn out. Thank you. We have to break.
Yes.
When we come back, oh, boy. We're not going to have much time for them, but we want to welcome them in. The Bikini Karate Babes, they're from a computer game or something. They're coming in right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just sitting, like, letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. So let's hurry off. Seriously. This is retarded.
Retarded.
They told me they were going to do a vamp.
Hi, Brittany.
Oh, no. What are they doing?
This is retarded.
Wait, let me see. Oh, my band is destroyed. I grew. I thought they were going to... I know. Well, I'm just not going to just stand out. I thought they were going to vamp.
Honey.
Okay.
Retarded.
Okay. Retarded.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold them. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
All right. The parade that never ends.
Unbelievable.
Bringing the bikini karate babes.
The bikini karate babes.
Now we're running out of time here.
Here we go. Here they come. No, that's Charles Broyhill. He's not.
Charles Broyhill, you're not a bikini karate babe.
Just bringing them in, that's all.
Ah. Yes, it's shocker. Shocker, you happen to be around.
Here they come. Hi, girls.
Good gig. Hi, ladies. Step up to the microphone, please.
Here is the problem we have. Today, and Charlie will tell you, Charlie, all the years you produced, we ever have to bump the gas, really?
Never have.
Because we had too much stuff going on?
The reason we had to, or you had to, is because you didn't think this baloney thing was going to be riveting.
You really didn't think the baloney.
You didn't find it riveting there?
I was getting a tux. I didn't hear it all.
which is still a great concept. Charles Broyhill in a tuxedo.
Absolutely.
Now, the girls are here from a Bikini Karate Babes. It was on your website today, and it's a video game, correct?
That's right. Uh-huh.
And you girls are the models for the video game?
Yeah.
And are you also karate people?
You see in there, we actually did.
So you could kick everybody's ass in the room, basically.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. And now you're the guy in the back. You're the
guy in the back. My name's Travis. I produce the game.
You produce the game. Now, Jesus, I wish we had more time today.
Now what you do is you put all the little things and they do the moves. No. And so, no, you're shaking your head. No, all right.
What we did was a little different. We videotaped the women. There's 19 of them in the game.
Okay.
And we recorded their movements as video images.
Right.
And you can control them in real time in the game itself. So what
it's
you
almost
see,
like a real picture that you're.
It is a real picture. It's like you're controlling a TV show almost.
Oh, neat. And you can make a move like that. I didn't know that.
They do all kinds of crazy.
These girls are hot.
They're very hot, but they also do the karate. What's a standard karate move?
Will you go down to your bikinis and do something for us very quickly?
Yeah, okay. All right. They're going to go down to their bikinis.
We're running out of time.
I'm sorry. Normally, we're not that blatant. But you know what, Don? Yeah, we are. We always ask women to...
Really, we're under the gun today. We got like 3 minutes left in this break.
Now, are they going to fight in here? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping will happen.
With the game, you see a lot of martial arts moves, but you also see a lot of funny stuff. A lot of silly stuff. They'll spank each other. They'll tickle each other.
Each other? That would be wonderful.
Now, hold on. Wow.
Yeah.
Hardly ever see Asian girls with big jaws.
This is Tian Wu, by the way.
Tian Wu, goddess of lightning. She can do some stuff.
What is your name again? Tian Wu?
Tian Wu.
Tian Wu.
Yeah.
Tian
I stopped Wu. You, baby.
And what is your name?
I'm Lucina.
Lucina, damn.
Lucina, queen of the jungle?
No, Lucina, goddess of motherhood.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Oh. Well, yes. Oh. All right.
We're going to have to reschedule you girls to come back in sometime.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sometime next week, maybe. Sometime, maybe tomorrow.
Absolutely. Why not?
All right. We'll go at it. Let's see some of this. Now, is this the action you see it on BikiniKarateBabes.com?
Now, do you make noise, too? I mean, do you make sounds?
Everything you see in here is actually them in
right.
the game.
Ah.
I mean, right here, we're sort of staging it. And one of the popular moves is they snatch the top of the opponent, and that's like an instant victory.
Oh, great. Well, do it to her.
They actually snatch the top off?
Yeah. And then the
really?
Yeah. How does that work?
How does that work, Sean? Show us that.
It's really low tech.
All right.
But I'll show you. Why don't you come over here and I'll help you.
All right. Tech is
what
good.
What we did, stay near the mic here. What we did was we fastened the bikini tops with, you know, with tape, really.
With tape? So they rip right off?
Yeah. So they just come right off.
All right.
So, because you don't have time to go back and fuss with it. They just go back and, you know, grab it and run with it.
Well, go to it.
Let's do that.
So they'll get their stance here. They're getting their own martial arts stance.
Okay, right.
And we want to hit the heel.
Tian Wu will attack Lucina and just reach over and grab her.
Oh, wow.
And that would be an instant victory.
Now, how about vice versa?
They do all kinds of stuff. They'll do spanking, tickling.
It's a little hard to take off.
Yeah, this one, we actually tried with this one.
And it didn't work?
But it looks good up front.
Is this a very new, innovative game?
Yeah,
it's
controlled in real time with real women.
Very cool.
19.
I have never seen an Asian chick with boobs like this.
Pretty impressive.
Wow.
I'll give you an extra plug if you take the top off.
Oh, man, I haven't gotten the right...
Are they real?
Are they yours?
Would you just undo your top for a second? Would you? Please?
Yeah. Please, she's begging. She's not going to. What is wrong? Yeah. But, boy, I mean, I didn't see she's been turning, like, with her back to me the whole time.
I don't think she needs to take her top off.
No, I mean, wow.
Right there.
She's out there.
I'd like to see that.
Much falling. What's that made out of? Is that like latex or what is that? Rubber?
The website is bikinikaratebabes.com.
You're lovely, and you also do karate.
We've had a million visitors in the last couple months. I'm glad to be here.
So sad you got bumped, but it was because of guys in the baloney in the underpants.
Please don't think less of us because of that.
Baloney in underpants, you can't go wrong.
Let's see if we can reschedule you girls to come in and actually do your karate.
We'd love to come in.
Can we hear a karate?
Yeah, you go, Team Wu.
Right. Wow.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I liked it. Tim Wu.
Thank you, Tim Wu. We got a break, Buzz. We will do a quick headline thing with you.
Okay.
When we come right back. Oh. I saw your boob.
What, did she slip out?
I saw the boob.
That happened a lot in production.
Very good. We'll be right back. Thank you, Drew.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. When I see her eyes.
Are they having a good time? Sure, why not? It's good.
Don and Mike.
I was just telling Buzz, it's an entertainment show. We've been doing entertainment today. We're getting a real brief news update here from Buzz. Those of us know the news of the day. We'll get a recap. Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The two men picked up early this morning in connection with the D.C. sniper case are now officially suspects. 41-year-old John Allen Muhammad and 17-year-old John Lee Malvo were arraigned this afternoon at the federal courthouse in Baltimore. Tomorrow morning, prosecutors from the affected jurisdictions will meet to decide what charges will be filed and where. Most importantly, quoting one law enforcement source, we're positive it's these guys.
All right.
The source says the police found a rifle, a scope, and a tripod in the suspect's car, along with a hole in the trunk through which the rifle could be fired. The car's been described as a killing machine. The gun is a civilian knockoff of the M16, the Bushmaster 223, fires the same bullets found in the sniper's victims, and ballistic test results this afternoon show a ballistics match.
Good.
Not good, but good.
Rez M. Effers.
About the suspects, John Allen Muhammad was John Allen Williams when he served in the Army. He served in the Gulf War, got an honorable discharge as a sergeant. He was not trained as a sniper. He was a metal worker, but he managed to earn a badge in expert marksmanship. After the Army, he converted to Islam, changed his last name to Muhammad, and reportedly expressed anti-American sentiments and his support for the 9/11 attack. He's not believed to be a part of any organized group. And reports that John Lee Malvo, arrested with him, was a stepson, not true. Legally, he isn't. We don't yet know the nature of their relationship. We do know that Malvo's a Jamaican citizen. We also know that some of the sniper's notes referred to that and that the police chief answered that.
And we thank you, Buzz.
Sorry, we're out of
time. No, that's how tight it is today. No, we got to run.
All right.
Take it easy, Buzz. Good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
I'm hungry.
Toodaloo.
Yes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.